Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's go ahead and take a call from Rob listening in Virginia. Hello, Rob.
How are you, gentlemen?
Fine. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I just wanted to relate what it was like. I'm 25 years old, and I was born and raised in New York City. And I went to New York City public school. And while attending public school, I was attending catechism to make my communion and then my confirmation. And the way I was raised was to ask questions and to explore different theories, if you will.
Sure.
And as I'm attending catechism, learning the theories behind creationism, when I personally believe that with creationism and through the evolution of however man may turn out, I believe that we're all going to become BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much what you've tried to share with us.
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 comes from the good folks at Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Stop by 9610 Lee Highway in Fairfax, Virginia, or check out www.thenumber4farish.com. You'll be glad you did.
Ooh-hee.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right. No, they're not here today.
Oh, really?
Really?
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're teasing me.
It's a new one-day thing.
Was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal. Yes. Thank you.
The new kind of evil.
Now, who's our next player, Burton?
Hope I get to play Plinko. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus and all the ships at sea. Hey, come on and lick it clean with Don Geronimo and Mike Wilmer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie, and
lick it clean.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. It's December 3rd.
Right.
And here's the phone numbers. Always the most confusing part of the show for me, so bear with me. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada. That's the tricky part.
Very difficult.
Right there. Getting that done.
Who is?
800-636-1067. From there. The other phone doesn't work. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on WJFK. I know you're wondering.
Who is?
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello, Harry.
Is anyone missing?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Wow. Okay, the hardest part of my day is over.
Good.
Doing that's the hardest part of doing the show.
What people might not realize is when you're doing that on the show, your fingers actually occasionally bleed.
Uh-huh. Now, it's from here, it's whatever happens, happens.
Right. It is what it is.
Joe, would Joe come to the studio, please?
Joe Ardinger, enter and sign in, please.
Bring the list, Joe.
Joe. Yeah.
I forgot the bus. Come here. Where's Joe? Come here, Joe. Come here. Joe!
Rob, open the door. Maybe he can't hear me.
He installed the Joe door.
He's scratching.
He should be able to
door.
Come in on his own. Sometimes he
come on,
comes
Joe.
If he hears the can opener.
Hey. Joe, come on, Joe. Who wants cookie? Who wants cookie? Howdy. Here he is, everybody.
There he is.
My main man, Joe.
Great T-shirt.
World's oldest phone.
Great
owner.
T-shirt.
Yeah, look at the back.
I know about it.
I like it.
Well, it says Seattle on the front. What's it say on the back? It's a just a.
It's like a big prehistoric fish.
It's a piranha.
Oh, really?
It's a crazy dead look almost. It has shades of Grateful Dead, even though it's not tied up.
He is so shaggy today.
You are. Joe, do you have the list with you?
No.
Go get the list.
He looked at his hands.
Go get the list.
He looked at his hands as though there might be something there.
We're going to find out now from Joe. Yeah, Rob, you better. Is that Joe music?
No, it's waiting music.
Waiting music. No, get the Joe music ready.
Joe music?
Yeah. Yo, he's got his theme. We're going to find out who's signed up for tomorrow's contest.
Very good.
When we go to Baltimore, when we go to Live 105. Oops.
Wrong one.
Was that Johnny Carson, though?
You are the man.
That was Johnny Carson. There you go. Waiting for Joe.
Is that Joe music or waiting music?
This
waiting.
Is just waiting music.
That's what I thought. I thought
waiting
you said you
for
wanted Joe music.
Oh. No, we have the Joe music when Joe gets in here. The Joe
coming after the waiting music.
Yeah, well, because now we're waiting. Like, we're waiting for Guffman. We're waiting for Joe. We're going to Baltimore tomorrow to do the show from Live 105.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Mike, Thursday.
All right.
Oh, here he is
nobody
now.
Nobody tells me.
Joe.
Star of the Joe Show.
Very good.
Joe.
And, of course, identifiable by his theme. Here is Joe Ardinger now. He's going to tell us the people who have signed up for tomorrow's contest. The contest is, what would you do to win one of two keys we're giving away that can start the Jeep, the 2004 Jeep Liberty from Ferris that we're giving away in about a week? Joe, who signed up? What acts do we have thus far for tomorrow?
We have Blake, who's going to eat a light bulb. Danny, who will eat a large jar of peanut butter. Monica, who will walk in the studio in a teddy. She's 5'6", 135, 34C.
They're all in here.
Blair is going to eat a dozen goldfish. William is going to hang a padlock off his ear with like a pound of something on the padlock.
Excellent.
Tony's going to snort 5 inches of horseradish.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mike is going to do the old dog food eating with his dog.
Yeah.
You're a great reader.
I'm just here to do my best for you.
Introducing Average Joe. You are a great reader.
And that's what we got so far.
Pretty good. Oh, that sounds like a good show right there.
All right, Joe, that's not bad, but we can do better, can't we?
We sure can.
Yep. Now, Joe, what would you say to those good folks in Baltimore who are going to call you now? Because Joe's handling this. We're not taking these calls on the air. Joe's going to come in and give us the updates. Joe, what are you looking for in tomorrow's What Would You Do contest for Baltimore?
Well, I don't know. Originality. These are all good ideas. My personal favorite is the guy who's going to snort the 5 inches of horseradish.
You know, that's my favorite, too. Yeah, I like that a lot.
And even the guy who's going to eat the large jar of peanut butter. I told him no wimpy jars. But we need some more original stuff. I don't know. Maybe somebody could eat their earwax.
All right. Well, there
he is. Very good, Joe. That's what Joe wants. From the mind of Joe.
Introducing Average Joe.
And now here's the executive producer of the Joe Show, Charles Broyhill.
And as I was reminded last night in an email, all of these acts or skits are subject to legal approval.
Right.
Very good.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie's always there just to help us knock it out of the park.
Charles R. Broyhill. The R stands for Reaper.
Just in case at any time it appears that we might be having fun.
Yes. Yeah, he's here to settle us down.
Doing a regular show. He's here. All right, thank you, Joe. So listen, call now. The lines are open.
Call now, phone jeopardy.
Like a Jerry thing here.
Right.
Like, you know, come on, call now. Think of all the
spousal abuse. Yeah. Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
I can't get it out.
Yeah, there you go.
He got me with finally. Finally, you just say, you know what? You just have Buzz.
Yes.
You just have to succumb to it.
I know.
Because it's just too goddamn funny at a certain point. Watching these, I sometimes wish we had. I wish everybody had the show that I have every single day with these two boys.
You know, I had a. I don't want to sound like one of these idiots on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Right, right.
But I had a conversation about this very topic with Rob the other night.
Right.
When I called Rob up and I said,
God. Welcome to my real world. I called him up and I said, hey, I wanted to say that today when we were doing that medical information thing, thanks for having the guts to laugh at spousal abuse.
Right.
And he said, well, no problem. You pulled it up. You know, you punched it up. It's funny.
Right.
And then we had to stop for a second and say, of course, you know, it's not funny, but it's funny because
it's not supposed to be funny.
Because it's not funny.
It makes
and
people they're uncomfortable. Well, really, and when he says inside the actor's studio, what you're talking about is the whole basis for all of it, which is pretty funny, which is the laughing at the irreverent. Laughing at the stuff you're not supposed to laugh at is what makes it funny. Right. It's like laughing in church.
Right. And especially now, more than ever, with so many people saying, you can't say this and you can't say this and this is not right, that's just
you even get laughing thinking about it.
Yes, I can, because I, you know, if I was a true shock jock, I could take this further than you want me to.
Sure,
I could. I'm a creative person. I could say, hey, tomorrow, come on down to the station. What would you do? Gee. See, would that be a joke? I'm not.
Right. It would be a joke.
I'm not actually saying.
Yeah, you wouldn't say, what would you do with a sock full of BBs? You wouldn't say that because you have tape.
That wouldn't happen. You wouldn't ask people to come down here with a roll of duct tape.
No. What would you do with a roll of quarters in each hand?
What would you do with a bathtub full of boiling water?
What would you do with a bathtub and a toaster?
Oh, God.
Tomorrow.
It's all a joke.
These are things we'd never say.
This is like going to a movie where you see something horrible.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And then laugh. Like Freddy Camp.
That's the guy you saw RoboCop with.
That's the guy, and Freddie laughed out loud at every murder.
Yes.
And it was delightfully disturbing.
Yes. Okay. Let's move on to the show. Call now.
Jeopardy,
call now. We'll be in Baltimore tomorrow. We broadcast on the Westwood One radio network. And we broadcast to a bunch of cities that have already had measurable snow this year.
Right.
We're
going
to make a point here. I know Buffalo, WBUF, FM. You guys had tons of snow. It's BFD, I know. Rochester, WHTK, same thing.
Sure.
Salt Lake City has had measurable snow.
Really?
I think our station is KA something.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm sure that they appreciate the plug. Our station in Salt Lake City is KA something.
Uh-huh.
I'm not even sure about the A. I think it starts with a K. Then you've got, anyway, my point is, a lot of areas that get this show have already had measurable snow.
Right.
And people have not flipped out into panic mode. It's beginning today here in the D.C. metro area. Mm-hmm. I'll explain to you the forecast. There is some rain and some cool temperature that's coming our way tomorrow night.
Right.
And it may linger through Saturday or Sunday. There is,
or we may not get anything.
Mm-hmm. There is the chance that there may be some measurable snow on soft, grassy areas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is the worst case scenario that I've heard. Yet all of the TV stations, and listen, they got a new tact going this time with this one.
What is it?
I saw the guy on Channel 5 today. Says, now listen, I don't want to alarm anybody. This probably will not be a big thing, although I'm not going to commit either way on this because the computer models just don't line up yet. I'm not going to. Now,
I'm not going to do it.
There's a chance that this is going to come up the coast and this is going to be a high pressure thing and we're going to get rain.
Right.
But listen, it's December, and all I know is that last year, on the 5th of December, we got 6 inches of snow. That's all I know. I can't really tell you. I don't want to panic anybody now. Right. It's too far out.
Right.
Friday morning, we might have some school closings. That's it. Back to you, Lark.
Wow. That's
exactly what the guy on Channel 5
says. It's like the ultimate tease when the fact is, and we've known this for years, they don't know at all what it's going to do on Friday.
But even if it snows, it's not going to be a paralyzing, city shutting down.
So you say.
Storm of the century.
But you know they're setting up cots in the weather center just because they're excited and they're ready and they're waiting for it to happen.
Setting up cots. Goddamn. So just remember, you heard that here first when it really starts piling on. Mike?
Yes.
Isn't there an announcement you'd like to make?
About?
About your grand appearance?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, and you know, but I'm a little worried about it now because the weathermen have given me cause for
rain or shine. I say.
I believe always, it is rain or shine.
Always a good time.
I will be not marching, but riding in the Greater Manassas Christmas Day Parade.
Ooh.
Not on Christmas. It's this Saturday. It's the Christmas Parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big event in Manassas, and I will be riding in the parade, either covered up or uncovered. I'm not sure. Hopefully. Well, back into the left in an exposed car.
You got the Pope on.
Oh, my God. On the sleet of the ice with my beautiful, gorgeous daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth. We are all going to be in the parade, and I just found out you can't throw candy out. I wanted to throw candy out to people. So what you will have to accept will be my good wishes as I gently give you a wave. And really, I won't be waving as
oh,
much
why
as
don't
I'll have
do,
my arms around my daughters.
Why don't you, as Bono would say, and I wish I could use the word like Bono apparently can all the time. Why don't you F the mainstream and just smuggle in your own little, you know, bite-sized candies and throw them to the crowd?
I would do that, but since this is put on by the local business community, I think it would be not in my interest to
why
buck
that?
The mainstream.
Why is that,
I'd rather not say.
Why is that?
At this time.
More secrets.
At this
time. More secrets.
There's a time and a place for everything.
Why not go with your original plan and throw out $1 bills?
They can't hurt anyone.
No, that's right. They make people happy.
Would you like me to get a stack of money?
No, no more than $200 or $300.
Get a stack of counterfeit bills.
All those leftover ones.
Throw them to the crowd.
All those leftover ones that I've... Well, that's another reason I'm mad about this forecast, because they're already starting to hype it up, and it's disturbing me because I've got something to do on Saturday. It's 10:30 a.m.
Here we go, Liz. Give us the time and the place.
On in Old Town, Manassas, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be in the middle of the Old Town area. That's when the parade starts at 10:30. Apparently, this is a fabulous parade.
Sure.
So I urge everybody to come out, get in the Christmas spirit, and see me, and say nice things, because I'll be with my daughters.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, really, I mean that.
Yeah.
No, I'll jump out of that car.
Behave. You'll ruin Christmas.
He'll hurt you. I'll jump out of that car. girls, stay here.
Well,
Daddy's going to go do an ass whooping in the crowd.
Congratulations on that gig. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have a good time.
Yes.
I hope that somebody goes there and perhaps chronicles this with a video camera.
Oh, that'd be nice. Actually, it's going to be televised
on
like local cables,
right.
Some sort of thing like that.
Well, you got to find out is it Tom Gavin's channel?
Buzz would probably be able to find out better than I will. Well, you don't know the cable out there.
Yeah, I don't know your cable.
I think
company.
It's Comcast out there.
Ah, yeah, not my territory.
It's Comcast, and I think it's going to be. I'm not sure whether it's live. I think it's going to be taped, and then it's going to be played back on Christmas morning. That's what I think.
Everywhere throughout the metro area?
No, just the local
just
cable system.
Oh, just there. So the like, there's no channel that I could turn it on to see it.
No, I don't think so. I think you know, but I'll see if I can get a videotape for you.
I'd love one.
I think there's a pay per view.
I know you're doing it for your kids, but I still think it's funny, the thought of you...
In a parade,
sitting, I guess in a...
You know, it's my second one.
In a convertible, right?
It's my second one.
Yeah, I know.
And it's really, if you count it...
It was funny the first time,
it's the
too.
Fourth one, like, in the last year that I've been to. I went to see Dick Van Patten in the Apple Blossom
right.
Festival Parade.
You should.
And I've said this, and I will lay this out. I am available with my children for any parade that you have. Because they love it. They have fun with
you're
it.
You're a parade junkie.
I'm a parade junkie. I like to go to them. I like to be in them. I love bands. I love marching bands. I love floats. I love the little,
cars.
People that throw the... I love the Shriners, Rob. I love the Shriners. I love the Shriners.
You should bring a video camera so you can see what it's like from the float.
Do you know parades? Can I be honest with you?
Please.
Parades... Gentlemen,
yes?
Serious, if we might,
yes.
For just a moment.
This isn't funny.
Parades move me. They do. They move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
And
I'm just bummed, because I wanted it to be a real nice day, and I wanted to sit on the back of a Camaro.
It'll be nice. A Camaro?
Well, yeah, because apparently the Corvette that they had planned would not accommodate... Because of the way it's built, would not accommodate the three of us comfortably.
Oh, so you got to go with the Camaro.
I think that's what we're doing.
That'd be your classic Camaro.
But if it's raining, I'm gonna see if I can pull a last second switch and maybe ride in a covered thing.
We'll get like in a caravan or something.
Huh?
Like in a family caravan thing.
Yeah, like regular car.
That'd be good.
Well, either way, I know it makes you happy. So everybody, please go see Mike.
Yeah.
And his kids.
Now, let me ask you
Christmas
a question. This is a logistical question. In the event that
that we have to go in a covered car. You know, I was originally going to sit in between my two daughters.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Would I sit up in the passenger side and have my daughter sit in the back seat?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah, just yeah. checking on that.
Absolutely.
That's not bad fathering, is it?
No, listen.
A little sensitive being the
safest place.
Single parent type person.
Safest called. Place for a kid is the back seat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's where
could
I want
there be an accident?
And what will the generous banner say on the side of the car?
I have no earthly idea.
With no offense to your kids, I'd say the same thing about if it was my kid. It won't say, featuring Catherine Elizabeth.
No.
You know, it'll be, join radio, mimic.
Legendary.
Legendary.
Legendary mimic. Legendary mimic. Thank you, Gordon. It will be. No, I believe that Tammy has will be giving me little WJFK logos to put on the car, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether that's been done yet. And they'll have a sign that will say, Master Vocal Impressionist. No, I don't know.
Do you have a PA system like Clinton had when you went to the inauguration?
How are you? Hey, how you doing today? Hey, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Because you can take the Don and Mike Bullhorn with
you. Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
And I don't want to rain on your parade. No, no pun intended.
Right. Yeah, well, Mother Nature's working on that.
Yeah. But Rob and I are also going to be in a parade this week.
Are you really?
We are.
What is the parade you're going to be in?
It's more of a march.
March,
yeah.
Oh, God. It's one of those. Is that one where you have to go, deep into the woods?
Sometimes.
Find some like-minded
individuals.
In the woods. Yes,
it should end up
all culminating with a big fire.
Okay.
Then downtown.
We are so busy.
Here's your can of spray paint.
We are busy always on the weekends.
We are busy always. And, of course, you are returning once again to your adopted home.
Yeah, I'm just gonna lowball that for a couple of days because I realized just what an a-hole kiss-ass I am with my entire pursuit of David Modell and the Ravens. So just know that I know. Okay,
right.
Know as you listen and you hear this thing being mentioned that I'll be up there again in Baltimore this weekend, going to the game, going to the owner's box, and I got the stuff FedEx to me today, which is cool. Listen,
exciting.
I'm sorry.
It's exciting.
In this regard.
Well, they do it right. I'll tell you that. Yeah. He showed me the package up in the office.
Last organization.
They do it right. You get your whole little folder and everything.
You know, I mean, a lot of you guys think that we're in the show biz and that we get fancy stuff. This is not very glamorous, and not that I'm complaining. I like working in filth and garbage. I like it. I like breathing unhealthy air. I like getting the flu twice a year, even though I get a flu shot just because I work here. I love it. I love everything about this crappy place.
And I love a good parade.
But really, it is just...
We're both doing something we love this weekend.
It is just a freaking thrill for me to do that, to be able to experience the NFL that way. And it's just... I know... Listen, here's the point of this. I know I'm an ass sucker. I know it. Mm-hmm. I know it. I got my head so far up the guy's butt, I can't breathe. I can reach up with my right hand and touch his tonsils.
Right.
That's how far up. I'm giving him the test right now. I'm the human colonoscopy. Saying, hey, David Modell, I'm in here. You got some polyp action happening.
Do you think after this weekend the bloom will finally be off the rose? Not for you, because I know you could do it for the rest of the season.
Right.
It's up to him.
It's up to him. I think he likes you.
But I'll tell you, I am an ass kiss, and I know it, and I'm trying to lowball it. But if it makes it any more palatable for you, just imagine, because I love football so much, and I love being close to it, and I love the real, to be able to be on the field while they're playing the game, and not like one of those schmucks that's like in a group where you're going, this is where the fireworks go off. I mean, while they're playing the game.
Yeah, while you're there, there's nothing like it.
To be down there, that's so good. And, I'm like everybody. I'm a fat, bald, 45-year-old guy. And I stand on the sidelines next to the punter, and I go, well, he's not bigger than me. And, for that brief moment...
You strap on the pads.
Yeah, of course. And
you're there.
And I get killed before they snap the ball, because my bowels releasing now.
Bowels, uncontrollable release.
But it's just an incredible thrill. Mm-hmm. And I'm humbled by it. I really am humbled by it. It's a great, great perk. It's such a freaking great perk. But anyway, and you're going to be in a parade.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think you're selling yourself out. And let me take this opportunity since you mentioned the parade to mention that once you're done watching the parade in Old Town Manassas, I think everybody that goes to the parade should hang out and have lunch in fine town.
Now,
I'm saying just the town of a.
Now listen.
To patronize one of the many fine eateries.
That, here's the thing. I think we should take a break before we continue. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Public conference. Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
No. But, you know, I don't care, but I mean, I do kind of. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's really up to you, but I.
Can I just give a hint?
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Can I give a hint?
There are many changes afoot. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, but I'm you know what?
No, this is a great day.
All right, wait, hold on. Before you say anything more, I'm going to bring something up to show you, and I will show it to you on the air.
Okay, well.
I will show it to you after the break.
Oh, okay.
But it's not for a long time.
No, I don't understand.
And you'll understand when I show it to you.
Hmm. Can I tease this, though?
Yeah.
Can I just... Because
it's done. It's actually done, so...
Okay. Well, gosh.
It's pretty exciting.
This is a good day. This is a really, really good day. That Mike is opening up, and I love this. I'm tired of opening up. I'm open all the way. You see all the way through me. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that Mike's opening up. I like the fact that Mike talked about going to Vegas. And talked about, you know, getting busted out there by the Secret Service.
Right.
For passing funny money.
Right.
And there's something that's been going on with Mike for how long now? Six months?
Since April.
Yeah. 6 months.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it when we come back from the break. It is the evolution of Mike O'Meara, entrepreneur.
And it is a work in progress.
And all I want to say is... Hey now.
Which I've been waiting for.
Sure.
Hey now. I've been waiting for a long time.
Hey now. Hey now. Hey now. Because you and your food
are going on an adventure.
And now.
And you, I know what you will call it, and no matter what I call it, you will refer to it by one thing, and it will always be that.
Yes. Already the look around cafe.
I know it is.
Okay. We got a break.
Yeah.
Stand by. You know, see, Mike, right here, see, you know what he's doing? He's happening. Look at this. You're in a parade.
Yep.
You're opening the Look Around Cafe.
Right.
You got it going on. You're in Vegas passing counterfeit bills.
Life is pretty good right now.
There you go.
I'm pretty excited about things, and, you know, don't sell yourself short. I mean, you're hobnobbing with NFL ownership.
No, listen, that's J.O. time. You know, you're getting it done. I have just one question without getting into any specifics.
Right.
Can I spit on the first hamburger?
Oh, it's going to be a long winter. It's going to be such a long winter.
No, listen, I'm on your side on this.
I'm so afraid right now.
Hold on.
I'm so scared right now.
You didn't bust your balls bad about the band.
No, you didn't. No. Look, I don't even, you know, I don't really even worry about that anymore.
Frankly,
I don't.
Frankly, advertising. And I'm talking to you about FREE advertising.
What I'd like to do, you can talk about it now, and then maybe we wait a while until we talk about it again.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, well, listen.
For reasons that I will mention to you during the break.
Well, don't even have to mention. Just the fact.
I think I already have, though, you know.
Oh, I know. With the,
It's not. Right. But you're going to get a kick, because I might as well, because I got it today. And I'll show it to you. And you're going to love it.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, now. Hey, now. Hey now!
Hey now!
Well, is it opening on your birthday?
No,
it is not opening on your birthday.
No.
When did it open? What was the date?
It's AA. It's open. It's already open.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's open.
I know it is, but I mean, after you get done, doing what you're, you know,
right.
I think it was August 23rd.
Is that Hank Kingsley's birthday?
Can't move his birthday.
Is that when Hank
opened it? The 22nd or the 23rd.
Yeah, so you don't even want to wait till your real birthday.
I can't. March is more like it.
March, okay. All right, well, this is exciting.
Yes, it is.
I've wanted to talk about this for a long, long time. Good for you, Mike.
This is exciting.
Good for you. Good for you.
Can I put your picture up?
Sure.
An oil painting?
Are you going to have that thing in the bathroom? You know, one thing I love when I go to a joint is when you go in the bathroom and they have the sign... That has
the newspaper over the
no Buzz, I like that too, but it's where you see it's the chart that shows that the staff has come in to make sure that there's no BM on the floor or number one on the floor. It says this has been cleaned
and sanitized inspected.
For your protection, but they have a chart on the wall that shows that a guy went in there at 12 noon and actually initials it and checks by 12 noon. So you know that an hour ago, some schmuck from the restaurant, and what a great job that is, what a cheery gig that is,
right.
Be able to, like, change the urinal cakes
Oh, yeah, we have that.
Oh, is this the first you've heard about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, what floor is your place on?
One.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I was just curious about going on an adventure.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that the issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it was on the ground floor.
Right.
Very difficult.
Right.
It's normally at a rooftop restaurant.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You can't possibly.
Okay. All right. We got to hit a break here. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995. The rest.
No. So the plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Pack that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show. Come and taste their friendship. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I don't think I don't want to talk about 24 here in a second. And I did watch that Paris Hilton thing last night.
It was the, it's not the season finale of 24.
No, but it was a good hour last night.
Oh, you don't watch 24.
I gave
you?
Up watching 24. I don't watch anymore. I watch CSI and CSI. You know what I love best about it last night?
What?
And it goes back to one thing that I ended up complaining about last year was that Kim is back in danger again.
Yeah. Is she running?
No, not yet. Even though she's trapped inside CTU.
It's really one of the reasons I left 24, because they didn't give me enough of my Kim the way I like her. Yeah.
Well, now, she's still wearing that blazer.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
But it's been unbuttoned. And now,
do you remember when she was in the bunker with one of the Dylan boys?
Yeah, that's right.
The Kevin Dylan?
Yeah, she's out there, the crazy guy. But now there's a guy who's got a gun on her.
Right.
The guy that's got a gun on her, and that's how it ended, with a beep, beep, you know, in 6:59.
She's always in danger.
Good 24 last night, that Paris Hilton thing. I guess we should talk about that. But listen, the news that I've been waiting to share with everybody, I'm so proud, so happy for Mike.
Thank you.
Finally, Mike O'Mara's Look Around Cafe is going to be a reality.
It is. I'm very excited about it.
Hey, now.
Hey, now,
Mike.
It'll be rotating, and it's not a rooftop, but it's on the ground floor, and we have the backing for the actual look around. No, there will not be a rotating floor.
But you have invested in...
Acquired an ownership interest in a restaurant.
And
yes.
You are putting your name on the restaurant.
I am indeed. Eventually.
Mike's Look Around
Mike's
Cafe.
Mike's Look Around Cafe is what it's going to be called. And very, very excited about that.
Well, congratulations.
But, it's fun. It's a lot of work. It's very, very exciting, and I'm really pretty obsessed and passionate about it. I really am.
We have not had this.
Even though I don't, you know, have anything to do with running it, really.
No, but here's the thing. Here's why you should, though.
Mm-hmm.
You should be the guy that's there in the evening. You should be there...
I am
nursing a drink at the
I'm
bar.
Actually that's and you know what, as you know, having known me as long as you have, you know that is not something that I find daunting at all. That's something I find rather easy to exist at a night spot and and sip a cool beverage, and you can You know, you can find me there, you know, more often than not.
So you say, well, mate.
You remember when Dean Martin was, you know, was at that Italian restaurant? I don't think he owned it, but he was there every night, right up until his death.
Yeah.
I think that's where you can count on me. You know.
So let's say that someone
sang a little karaoke last night.
You know, I don't know about you, but I'm in the mind for some fried steak and gravy tonight. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh gosh, I don't know.
We need fried steak and gravy.
You know, chicken fried steak. I'm just kidding.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah. I'm just kidding here about what the food. You know,
I'm not.
I think
that's not on the menu.
No, okay.
To the best of my knowledge. I don't know the menu off the top of my head.
Well, whatever it is you're looking for.
The American fare.
I'm looking for a great
grilled steak.
A great grilled cheese sandwich. Mm. Now, where am I going to go? Citron? Downtown? That place is always jammed.
Right.
Go out to Tyson's, to the Capitol Grill. No, you know what? Where's that Michael Mara Look Around Cafe that I've heard of?
Thank you.
And you know what?
I appreciate that.
And
I look forward to months and months of enjoying the same kind of publicity that you gave me when I went with my other endeavor, the band.
This is serious advice. That the place should be, come down, and I give no comment on the food.
I believe you're setting me up for a pressure position where I would have to be there every night.
Well, part of the charm is...
I'm afraid that's
impossible. You never know when Mike's going to be there.
That's right, exactly right.
And you got to make some appearances.
Mm.
You have to
do it gladly. I'd be hanging out there anyway.
So there... See, that's all I would say.
I'd be hanging out there anyway. Hung out there last night.
There you go.
Well, I'll hang out there. I'll be there tonight. Wow.
So now, see... Now
there today, all day.
Let's say that I'm out...
I'm exhausted.
I'm out with the family, and I'm thinking, you know, boy, grilled cheese would be good right now. There's IHOP. But wait, you know what? Hold on.
Chain.
Maybe Mike's at the look around tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, gang, you want to go to the look around?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, let's go to the look around. Yeah.
And you know what? I never want to hear you call it anything else.
I won't.
I swear. I know you won't.
I haven't.
And I know you won't. I can rest assured you won't.
Will you ever, buy someone a drink because it's your place?
Yeah.
Give this guy a drink?
Yes.
Office?
Rob, absolutely. Rob?
Yes?
Count on it.
Cool.
Absolutely.
All right, well, now tell you.
Rob, I know you also will always refer to it as the cafe.
Sure.
And, you know, for you guys, we'll.
Look around cafe.
You know, and as far as the names, I don't want to talk about that because we have a name right now, and I'm not even going to mention it because you call it the Look Around Cafe.
But you have
to. I call it Brady's.
For now, but
for now.
I'm not going to say what the name is.
Okay. Right.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
For now, it's Brady's.
You know, you got to go over
named after the bus.
You got to go over every single detail. Yeah, just yeah.
All
that's right. It's. But you know, maybe Don, everything could be changed, and we could call something for you the Look Around Cafe, and I could get the rotating floor.
You don't see the
even though architecturally it would be a physical impossibility.
The beauty is you don't need it. You don't need the floor. You go with the name. You just
yeah.
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
That would be. Hey, Al.
How wonderful would that? Because it's such a the name just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah. The Look Around Cafe.
It really does.
Musical. Hey now. So when do you think? I know you've been negotiating with your other guys. How long until you're actually? Well, you were telling me you were in there today, right?
Yeah.
And you were. You're savvy enough now. You're management type enough. You go in. You go on the passcode, you can, see if somebody's stolen a bottle of Heinz 57 from you?
Yeah, you might say
you
so.
You can do that?
I don't know yet.
You can go and say, you know, we are missing two of those restaurant-quality bottles of Goulden's Hot Mustard.
Stop him before he gets to his car. Tackle him around No, it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun.
If you're lucky enough to be working there right now...
Uh-huh.
Make sure you got a receipt for every single dime that you
best.
Get.
Yeah.
If somebody tips you 20, you got to get a photocopy of them tipping you the $20 bill. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. You know how some businesses have chimes when you walk through the door?
Right, yeah.
Did you have one that when the door's open, it's just a, hey now.
Hey now.
Every yeah. time the door opens.
That's a wonderful, you know, and what's that's great is idea. when they're all involved in it, you know. That's good. And
I hope everybody
talking right now will be there. it will be there when it counts.
Yeah.
Now, because believe me, there will be a day where I'm going to call on you.
This is not like the band.
I was just saying,
unlike your band,
okay.
I'll be there on opening night.
Yes, Yeah, you will. I want everybody there. I want everybody there.
We'll be
there.
You bet.
I'm very, very excited about it.
Holy Christ.
You know what? I'm gonna get tables for you and your lovely bride. I'm going to get tables for you and your lovely bride, and I'm going to put them on opposite ends of the room.
And not to be selfish, have you looked into about serving Bex?
I forgot to do that.
No,
I'm sorry.
Really, priority.
I understand. I think you're okay.
Good, good.
I'll check, but I haven't checked.
Michelob Ultra?
I'll come anyway.
Yeah, on tap.
Good. Why would you not want Rob and I sitting together?
Because I'd look over at you. I wouldn't be thinking about anybody else except you guys.
You know, even if you try to
look at the giggling, I would look at the whispering. I would be, you know, and I know you'll be together. I know you will be together. I will just have. I will have an individual. I will have a specific training ritual for that table that particular night. I'm going to say, now listen, there are four people coming in here that you're going to have to spend extra time with.
Should be our table.
Mm-hmm.
Should be our booth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask?
What's that?
If the look around...
You want your cafe, very own table?
If the look around cafe is going to be an eatery that I stop at to help and support...
Yes.
And,
yeah, and I'm going to count on you for that.
Yeah, boy. Were
you calling the missus?
Yeah, I wanted to make the date right now. To say, you know...
Hi, this is Frida.
Well, okay, forget you. Like Charlie and Lisa did on their wedding thing, where it said, save the date.
Uh-huh.
I want my wife to save the date.
Sure.
Now I've
poured iced tea all over my front.
And I would love that there would be a booth, a table.
Would you like a picture of you and me in there?
Well, now there should be.
Listen, I think there should be.
If there's a picture of me in there, that's up to you. But I'm not kidding you. The sign outside should be like one of those Eat at Joe's signs that has your face.
Can't do it.
Right in the middle.
Unfortunately, can't do it.
Why?
You know, it's an old town Manassas. It's got restrictions.
They rules.
Well, there's got
they do, and I have not even gotten anything that we were talking about done yet, so I don't know.
Well, there's got to be a way that the place is, everywhere you look, you see your face.
Count on it.
There's always a way around.
There's a rhino on the wall.
There's a rhino on the wall.
There is a rhino head on the wall that will be going nowhere. That will not change.
There's always a way around.
Hold on. Classy?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, thanks.
It is.
And if you can't...
Classy rhino. It's got a monkey on top of it.
Well, there we go.
Oh,
go.
Well,
but it's not a real monkey. It's a like one of those monkeys you buy from a vendor at a parade. You know,
rally
it's an inflatable monkey.
An inflatable monkey.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, now.
But I will have a shrine to you in there.
Oh, no need. Listen.
You and me.
I think that... this is the best thing for you. I am not kidding.
I think it is, too.
This is something you were born to do.
You think so, really?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, I think so,
I
too.
Agree.
I didn't know that until, but I'm loving every minute of it.
Yes, you're
it's a blast. It's an absolute blast. Hey, it's also, it's also a lot to do it, even when you're not actively the guy that's running it. It's a very exciting thing to be involved in. Lots of decisions, and I'm having fun. I'm having a good time, and I'm very excited about it.
Hey now.
And, you know, you can mock me all you want.
I'm not mocking you.
You know how much I'm in love with this little endeavor.
Joe, I know you are, and I am not mocking you. What, Joe? Right.
Will you dress like Al Molinaro in Happy Days with the apron and the white T-shirt?
I think we perhaps are, now that you're joining in, not portraying the type of image that I wish to, Joe. No, it's not Mel's effing diner. Thank you very much.
No, they have a rhino, for crying out loud.
I think that started with the steak, the chicken fried steak.
How would you...
That's what started us, and now we've got that. And thanks for Joe for cementing that image.
How would you... Well, Mike, let's describe the decor of the...
It's an Irish pub.
Of the look around cafe.
It's an Irish pub.
Irish pub.
That's you don't need to say anything more. That's exactly what it is.
Is it a peanut shell on the floor type place?
No, it is not.
It is not.
No. That would be like a roadhouse.
Are pants optional?
Depends on what time of night you come in there.
How many bathrooms does this place have?
Two.
Two for each, or just two?
Two at a men's room and a ladies' room.
So two bathrooms. What's the capacity?
You got me on that one. I'm not sure what it is off the top of my head. I don't know. I really don't know.
Give me a ballpark.
Oh, five. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. We just got an order of 90 bar stools and 90 chairs.
Ah.
So if that gives you any idea, you know, a couple hundred people.
I just got me.
Two to 300 people.
A great idea. If I've got this phone number still, please, God, let me have this number. I do. I cannot make this call on the air.
Are you going to write down who you're calling?
Because I would have to get permission.
You'd have to get permission to put this person on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now, I have no idea where he's going with this.
Do you?
No, no idea at all.
Someone who I think can help you. Oh, hold on. Let me try the home number. Right. Hold on.
Somebody who can help me. This, I think, I just have a hunch. I have a gut. This has potential to be a horrible moment for me right now.
Well, you know, everybody wants to help.
All right, hold on now.
I understand.
I've got a ring. It's rung a third time now.
Okay.
You know, this really stinks, this thing. You got to get someone's permission.
You say that every time we do that.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting the machine.
Okay. You get, will we know when you leave the message?
Well, it's going to be awkward for me.
Right.
But I'm doing it for you.
And I'm going to scream at you. And if I scream no, everybody will understand what are you doing.
No.
I'm totally lost.
Just give me a second.
I don't know what's going on.
Wait, would you finish recording? Please hang up. Press one for
me. Hate all the instructions. We don't need them anymore.
Give it, if you got a callback number, press 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, the beep. Hi, Leah. Dr. No. Geronimo.
Oh, God. No.
I know you hate us and that we haven't talked for a long time, but is Angelo there? She's not there. I'm just leaving a message.
Right, right.
Is Angelo there? Angelo, if you're there, would you pick up, please? Angelo?
Pagan.
I don't know. Is that Angelo Pagan from Vivian's restaurant?
Right.
Mike O'Meara is also opening a restaurant.
Do you identify yourself?
I said this is Don Geronimo right up front.
Okay, very good.
You know, the disc jockey that you hate. Anyway, if Angelo ever could call in, Mike has bought a restaurant.
Get some advice.
Yeah. And Mike needs some advice.
See, I thought I'd be upset with this call. This is a very valuable
Okay. call. Thanks. Bye. Sorry that we got that whole thing going where we hate each other. Bye-bye.
There you go.
That was nice.
What a wonderful excuse to open the lines of communication up again.
Well.
Very, very exciting.
For my money, now that would be a reason to have Lisa Remedy back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you and she could discuss the restaurant.
The restaurant business.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Very, very excited about
okay,
that.
Okay, well, congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
And anyway, that's the place.
Mm-hmm.
And
Brady's Irish Pub.
And don't forget,
in Old Town Manassas, on Center Street.
The special. Wow, you're bad.
Yeah, well, you know, I figured with all that, I got to get a plug in.
Girl,
you know, I figured you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You can color me whore. You know, I'm going to come in. When you see me coming in here with, like, white boots up to my knees and a mini skirt, you know, big, big hair. Hey, big boy, you want some company? I'm a whore. I'll be your whore. Yeah. Very exciting.
What about all the rumors about the animals?
What do you mean the animals?
Well, the animal.
Now the he's animal. Going to make, see, the I animal. Got the plug-in. Let me explain the way this works. I sneak a plug-in, and he starts playing this game.
No.
What
did the authorities call it?
Please, don't.
They called it the rat pack.
I ask you.
They called it the rat pack.
Oh, you're horrible.
That's what they said.
Oh, that's bad.
Now
look.
You hit the F-bomb on that one.
Yes, oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right. That's a joke.
Yeah.
No funny.
No funny, Donnie.
No funny, all right.
No.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to help.
No, you don't help with that.
Okay, all right, well then.
No, you're not happy getting people's brain.
Make it the look around cafe. I bet this is my wife calling back. Hey, darling?
Are you looking for me while I was in the store, Bill?
Yeah, I was, baby. Hey, guess what Mike has announced today, finally on the show?
I heard the tease part about the restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's fun.
The Look Around Cafe.
You're going to have your very own table.
Good. Are you accepting bookings for Christmas parties?
Yep, we are.
All right. Or, you know, so we could have a big gala thing there if we wanted to.
Yeah, might not be quite ready yet.
Yeah.
Why not? You've got the rhino.
I think I want to do it. I think I want to do it when, you know, when that thing is done.
Okay. I got you.
You know?
Mike's not, I mean, he's in it, but he can't announce everything yet.
Yeah,
right.
All right.
The sweeping changes. The cages with the go-go girls.
All right.
Yeah, well,
it's out of the bag now.
Wait, we'll plan our Valentine's Day romantic dinner there, darling, okay?
When's your anniversary?
Oh, rats. It won't happen then.
When is your anniversary?
Rats again. our anniversary is in August.
August?
In August. Okay. Well, whatever. It'll be a special day for us.
Yeah. Right.
All right, baby.
congratulations, Mike.
Thank you, Frida.
That's the perfect business for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
He did get me, though. He finally found a way. He found the exposed nerve and dove in it like a Messerschmitt during World War II.
All right, sweetie. See you later.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. About a week after that, Rob.
Why, really? What was that? Oh, he wrote something down?
Yeah. Wrote down a date.
My birthday.
Your birthday. Nah. Oh, can I announce that date? A week after that?
Sure.
Yeah. So it'll be around March 15th.
There you go. Or maybe more like March 17th.
March 17th. Oh, St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
Hey, you know what that is?
Is that smart?
That's clever marketing.
Thank you, baby.
That's marketing.
Sure. You know, I learned things at the tables.
Because you're Irish.
Yes.
So you open it on St. Patrick's
Irish
Day.
Irish pub.
Yeah. Right. All the drunks come in. Together. You got that first day. You're set.
For life.
Right.
No further work required.
That's right. Now, will I, you know, I'm loaded with questions. Will I be able to wear my tank top?
No.
You know, I love my tank top.
You pepper me with questions. I can answer any question, any specific question about that. I can answer. No, you will not.
What about my cut-off Levi's?
No, you will not.
Must I wear hard shoes?
No. You can wear sneakers if you want.
Smoking?
Yes. Yes, they're one of the best improvements we made. 3 huge, brand new smoke eaters.
What about pot?
No, absolutely not.
What about tasteful shorts?
When you arrive, if it's on you, there's nothing I can do about that.
Okay, what about baby blues?
Prior to, you know, what you bring in your own pocket,
I'm just wondering, are you going to be offering anything that the other places aren't?
As far as illegal narcotics, no.
What's that drink?
Absinthe.
I believe illegal to sell in the state of Virginia.
Yeah.
How about massage?
You know what? That's a thought, Rob. I will consider that tasteful massage. Tasteful massage.
Release.
To completion.
Release. Right. Release therapy.
I think, you know, I was thinking of those massage chairs and then maybe just a reach around.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I hope that gets on here. I don't know if it will. Yeah.
But not on St. Patrick's
Day. No. Oh, of course not.
Complimentary condoms.
No.
You know how you got... No. You can't
no.
do that?
Don't like that.
You can't tampon?
That to me, you know...
Will you have a tampon machine in your ladies' room?
I don't even know if we do.
Probably already do.
We might. Yeah, I'm not sure.
You should put that on your honey-do list.
Yeah. I'll put under Donnie's priorities. Tampon dispenser.
Do you have a nice loud bell behind the bar?
Yes, we do.
Good.
Yes, we do.
When do you ring it?
When the bartenders get a lovely gratuity.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Restroom attendant with cologne?
No.
No. Someday?
No, I don't think so.
We got a break, and I never do that. I'm going to steal a joke from someone on the phone and give them a prize.
All right, very good.
I'm just going to ask you, Mike. How much for a rib? Hey, that's too funny. That's too funny.
You know, and that's once again the Mel's Diner reference, too. It all seems to be centering around that.
Hey, Sean?
Yeah.
Sean, that's your joke, right?
That's a good one, Sean.
Man, yeah. That's funny.
That is a good one.
Sean, that's an outstanding...
Put it in my ham for 15 cents.
Right. Come on, just one rib.
All right. Hold on, my friend. You got... there's something about Mary from 20th Century Fox.
Awesome.
That's, of course, because the Farrelly brothers have Stuck on You, opening next Friday with Matt Damon and Greg Kinnear. Plus, you won, let me see, the Italian Job prize pack, free large pizza from Papa John's. That's from Comcast Cable. You won a 4-pack of CDs, Peter Gabriel's hit, ooh, Tom Jones Reloaded, yeah, The Best of Donna Summer, and The Who's Tommy from Universal Music, Amazon.com. There you go.
Wow, I hit the mother load today.
All right, thank you, my friend. Good call.
Come on, man, just one rib.
One rib.
Good joke.
Thanks, guys.
Jericho win.
Hold on a second.
I never know what he says to him. Jerry curled win.
Well, I got it right.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About 5.
5? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Welcome to the look around.
Right on. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, Because pulling in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl Wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Well, look around, everybody.
Check out the rhino.
Yes.
Check out the rhino.
I love the rhino.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
We got a break.
Any more questions?
You don't want my questions.
I know, I don't. And I just have a feeling there are going to be many, many more.
Because I know that you don't want me asking about...
What about...
He loves it.
Yeah.
You love torturing me.
And
I don't even mind it.
What about other... exotic animals. You know, like, if I was to say, do the authorities know about the pack of rabid dogs
that are living in your kitchen?
That one's okay?
I think I can accept that one.
Okay. Yeah, right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. That's okay. Fine.
And don't forget when you
come on out and feed them.
When you go to Mike's Look Around Cafe, geez, you're going to smell the cats a mile away.
Stop.
It's because there's thousands of cats on property.
Yeah. Oh, God. What? Lemurs? What is that, Rob? What the hell is a lemur? It's a jungle animal infested with lemurs. Oh, God.
And don't forget Tuesday night. Special Olympics.
Oh, God.
Spousal abuse. Oh,
yeah. Come on out and join us and win a medal.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
The Don and Mike 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 is courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle, 703-273-0200 or www.thenumber4farish.com.
Boogie.
I believe you found him.
We've been looking everywhere for him, haven't we?
Right. No, the base is supposed to be empty, but I sent the weird intern down.
Oh, you have one of those? We got one of those.
Yeah.
What does yours do?
It's just weird.
That's exactly what ours does.
Anyway, he's all yours. I'll send you a bill for the drool.
Jer, you were great.
Thank you,
Here I am. It's 9:30. Let's go.
We've been looking for you.
All right. That's good. 9:30. That's good.
Don't worry. We can get there by 10. I want to thank you guys for making this my big night.
Yeah. Hank, there's something, though, that I have to tell you. Yeah, it's 9:30 a.m.
We're looking for you all night, Hank.
No. No! Make it go back. Make it go back. Turn back the world.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buenos ding dong dilly dia, senor.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ah, well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Always the exception to every rule ever made. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey now.
Here's the deal. We're going to Baltimore. We'll be in Baltimore tomorrow.
Right. Mike and I had a special moment before the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the office, just chatting.
Yep.
Doing what we do up there, and I looked at my watch. It was about quarter until about 15 minutes before the show goes on the air. I said, "You realize that 24 hours from now,
yep,
we will both be in Baltimore.
We will
at Live 105,
right.
And I bet we'll be hiding."
we will be
sure.
In fabulous frames of mind.
No, we love going out and doing the show.
Right.
This is nutty. Rob, stop it. We do.
Yeah, I know.
We do, except when we have to fly places.
Right.
So we can just get in the car and drive to Baltimore.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. And, you know, especially now with your trips up there, you know how to get there.
Oh, do I? Here's what you do. You take Dave Modell and you bend him over. And what you have to do is you enter the track,
right,
and you make a left at his tonsils, mm-hmm, and you come out at his left ear
sure
lobe, and there you are. You're in Baltimore.
You're in Baltimore, smack dab in the middle of Baltimore.
That easy. So tomorrow we'll be at Live 105, and we are giving away a car. We're giving it away next Friday. And for this show, this never happens.
It's a huge deal.
We never get anything good to give away, and we have a Jeep to give away from Farish. We just played the commercial. Jeep is worth $23,000.
We're only giving away 18 keys that could start this Jeep, and two of them will be given away tomorrow when we play the game live in studio. What would you do?
What would ye do
for the Jeep keys? Mm-hmm. So we need to know what you'd do. Call the toll free number 877-365-3636. Set up your time with Joe, and then tomorrow we'll be surprised when all the acts show up.
Mm-hmm. We're very excited about.
Please show up.
We find a comfort zone when we have people come in from a location that we haven't been to.
So, yeah, come on, you know. And
the more the merrier.
Are you going to see it?
And we're going to play this card, too. Sorry to play this card. Hey, Baltimore.
Yep.
Need to know you support the show.
Yeah, need to show that you're backing us up there.
Mm-hmm. Need to have a big turnout tomorrow. It's a good prize. It'll be a good show. Mm-hmm. And if you manage to get in the studio tomorrow, you'll be in for all kinds of fun. Because I'll tell you right now that we are going to, I don't want to say F,
mm-hmm.
because that's not the right word, although... You know, it's one of those words. F is a word that can be good or bad.
Right. F and A.
I mean it in a playful way.
Right.
We're going to, as only we can, F with all of the radio stations.
Right.
That are owned by Infinity in Baltimore.
Sure.
Because the way I understand it, they do it the most bass-ackwards way. Like every radio company and conglomerate now, Infinity Broadcasting owns like half the stations in every city. So, in Baltimore, they own, what was it, 5 or 6 stations.
Yep.
One of them that we're on, Live 105. Mm-hmm. So what you would want to do would be the guys that, since really you're supposed to be going to war with these radio stations, and don't give me crap about this, with that we're at war in Iraq and all that stuff. I dig that.
Right.
And I have no problem with a football player saying it's a war out there. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, please, let's just stop this political correct crap. Doesn't mean that I'm not sensitive to the war in Iraq.
Sure.
I say it is a war with radio stations. It has been a war since I got into it. It'll be a war until the day that I get out.
Bottom line is, when you've got these radio stations that are all under one roof, you go down the hall, you walk into one door, and that's a station that's sending out something that they want people to listen to, and we want them to listen to us.
And they're their competitor.
That's right.
I could never work in that environment. I could never imagine being here and knowing that if I just walked out that door
right.
and opened the next door in the next studio, there would be some guy going, it's your light rock favorites of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
So is it our kind of goal to maybe get on as many radio stations tomorrow as we possibly can?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
We have...
they're installing the padlocks as we speak.
Sure.
Well, there's ways around that, Mike, and we're even announcing this now to give them a chance to offer us a challenge.
To circle the wagons?
Because we've got, I've been talking to Gadget, and we've got ways around what we think they're going to throw up as countermeasures.
Right.
And what we'd like to do, yeah, is eventually make them sad that they invited us up.
We always do.
Now the people at our station...
Burn our bridge.
The people that work at our station will be happy.
Yes, of course they will.
It's the other ones
yes.
that I don't know, because I was having this conversation with the guy in Baltimore on Sunday, this guy that was at the Ravens game as well, this guy who's the, I guess he's the Michael Hughes of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's hear it. And Michael, incidentally, thank you again. Now, if you're playing along at home, it's been 3 days since Michael Hughes sent me that great email idea. Mm-hmm. Why don't you send someone to the Paris Hilton, literally? Right. And I wrote back, I'd love to. It's a great idea. How do we pay for it?
Literally.
And literally, nothing has happened.
No emails, response.
Literally.
I'm surprised.
Nothing has happened. And I'm friends with a lot of the people who work up there in Baltimore, in particular with Big Don from WQSR.
Big Don O'Brien, great friend.
Some of the other people. But I couldn't imagine doing a show where, you try not even to think about other radio shows.
You really can't. You can't do your show if you're thinking about other shows.
Right. That's why we get, flipped out. People call us or start mentioning other disc jockeys' names. It's like when you're in here doing the show, you're thinking... Well, you just got to focus on this, and somebody comes up with something else, you're like, oh, Christ, why would you say that? You're listening to this.
So our focus tomorrow will be doing our darndest to make the other radio stations lose their focus.
See, because the thing is, they don't have any focus to begin with. It's not like the people at these other radio stations are actually working in radio. They're not. They're robots. They're zombies. With the exception, perhaps, of the and I'm not counting our station...
Live 105,
right,
which has guys that talk all the time.
Yeah. Right.
But, like, for instance, the station that plays the whatever it is they're calling it this week, we used to call it Chicken Rock.
Mm-hmm,
back,
right,
back in the day. You remember that, Buzz? Chicken,
sure,
Rock.
Chicken,
that's
Rock.
That's what the mix station is.
Right.
And they've got, I guess, the goofy morning show.
Right.
But they're only goofy up to a certain point.
And then it's pretty much play the records and read the cards.
Yeah, and they're just goofy enough that they say something that, like, maybe Jay Leno would say, and you go, ooh, that Jay Leno is crazy. Mm-hmm. But they never, ever cross that line.
Never.
This is just the blueprint for all radio stations like this in
that's
America.
Right. That would be uncomfortable.
And they do charitable things, and they do radiothons, and then the station just plays the same, like, 17 or 18 Duran Duran records over and over again, and the poor people that are stuck in the rooms there, they don't get a chance to talk.
Right.
They don't get a chance to say, hey, I'm having a crappy day today, and I'm glad to be here. They don't get to say, hey, guess what? This is the 8,000th time today I've heard this goddamn Celine Dion.
They don't get to come on and say, hey, you guys suck.
Right.
You never hear that.
No,
they don't. Never.
And what we're going to have to do is wait for the moment. You know, because the times that a disc jockey can talk on a regular radio station now are so limited and so formatted, we're going to have to find out the 10 to 12 seconds when, for instance, the disc jockey's allowed to put the headphones on, actually turn on the microphone,
and
read the card.
And that's when we will, you know, either be able to get in the doorway and go,
yeah, do something. Anyway, it'll be fun, and anybody that comes down for the contest tomorrow,
right,
will be part of this.
To be able to watch our antics.
As we make what I believe will be Baltimore radio history.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Tomorrow. So come on down, and everybody from all the stations, I guess we'll have them all on. That's tomorrow. 24, as I mentioned, was pretty great. I say I'm just not disappointed with that show.
You've been hanging in there with it this season.
It's a formula and it's predictable.
Right.
But
it is now.
God damn, it's well done, and I love that. I really do.
Well, how many more episodes before they wrap it up?
Oh, who knows?
Quite a few.
18, right? If it's 24 hours, they just got done with number 6, or they got 18.
Didn't we have that discussion last year, though? I mean, was it really 24 episodes?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do 24 episodes. I thought they started at 3 p.m. this year. Maybe they started at 1 p.m.
Right.
I don't know.
And then I watched the Paris Hilton show.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Simple Life? Is that what it is?
Right.
Yeah, now, here's my only complaint. The premise is good.
Mm-hmm.
The family appears to be just backwardsy enough,
and she certainly is easy on the eye,
and she's the Valley Cunny.
Yeah,
she's a Valley Cunny, and
right.
Lionel Richie's daughter is a Valley Cunny.
Uh-huh.
Although Paris Hilton is the star Valley Cunny.
Oh, of course she is.
With everything, oh my God, how do they do this? And my God, and I'm thinking, okay, I kind of got this. I
how much of it, the only question I have, I didn't see it, how much of it do you think was contrived? Even as dumb as she appears to be, how much do you think she's tweaking it up like, I don't know Walmart?
I believe that was serious.
You think she had no idea?
I think, unlike, and I'm just making a judgment off watching one episode, and I've never thought, beyond watching Paris Hilton having sex, in which she's great at,
yeah,
and I've never thought about her.
Right.
And Nicole Richie, I guarantee I never thought about her.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean,
you know, I just was curious. Rob, she would be, Nicole would be, what?
I'm guessing a mulatto, but it depends on Lionel Richie.
Mm-hmm.
A mulatto. So I'm watching these two, and I'm thinking I don't know anything about them, but I did believe that Paris Hilton is as stupid as she is, because I think of the two of them, she has led the more sheltered life. She,
right.
She's
right.
Been the one that seriously...
Yeah, and I was reading an article about her where she, I think she got her GED. I don't think she finished
wow.
high school.
Oh, my God.
I think she was kicked out of or dropped out of, like, very, very expensive private schools.
I guess if you're rich, it doesn't matter.
But I worry when I see upcoming stuff for upcoming episodes that I've already seen in the promos.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you wonder if you've seen the best stuff when they arrive with the hillbillies, and then when I guess next week when one of them...
Were there any shots of the girls in tastefully underood, you know...
There was lots of shots of them lounging by the pool.
Really?
When they were still in Beverly Hills.
Okay.
But once they got to...
Bikini clad?
Yeah. Once they got to wherever it is in Butt Scratch, Arkansas that they're at...
The only thing I saw with the previews, I did like the father. the father does of the hillbilly family does seem to be
and he has,
pretty intense, and he really doesn't like him.
He has some nice rules. You know, you got to make your bed every day. You got to be, your curfew is midnight. You can't take the truck unless you ask. I don't know. I guess I'll watch it tonight.
I just, you know, with some of these shows now, I feel as though we're just all getting duped. I felt that way with the second Joe Millionaire this season.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You got to watch the Paris Hilton video now. Now, if you haven't, if you're one of the three people in America that has not seen the Paris Hilton video yet.
Right.
Robbie, would you grab that hotline is ringing? Yeah. Buzz, you could pull that up on your computer right now. Don't you have that downloaded?
No, actually, it wouldn't store. So I don't know if it was encoded or whatever. But
well, it's probably still out there. You know, could you figure out how to get it?
Who's on the phone?
Your lady. With the
again? Again?
Yes.
Hello, darling.
I'm sorry to butt in, and I mean that literally, but tell me when you watched that show, did you not see where they had to, like, gray out her butt line because her jeans were so low?
Oh, yeah, you know, I saw that, and I wondered
really,
if...
Really, they had to pixelate her butt crack?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was gross. I mean, and on the farm, she's wearing jeans that are so low that they had to do the America's Most Wanted thing on her butt.
Oh, my God.
And there was a lot of that, too, like on license plates of her car and stuff.
Yeah, but how low can you wear your jeans?
Well, very low. Huh?
There's no limit as far as...
That's
all right.
Disgusting. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, baby.
Bye,
Steve. That's disgusting. Why do they have to pixelate that?
There she is.
I don't get it.
You got that, Buzz? Mike, didn't you just go to a site where you at? Were you immediately...
Yeah, but I don't remember it, and I had the same thing where I tried to save it, and I couldn't save it. And you know, what I went to was one of those attacks of the killer pornographers where...
Right, a pay
site. You open up the box to get the Paris, and all of a sudden you got 600 just... You know, they're throwing them at you, all these porn sites. It's very frustrating.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, you guys. This is Maria from Mix 106.5 in Baltimore, and I am out of my mind for tomorrow.
Oh, are you a DJ?
I'm so excited, yes.
Are you, when are you on, Maria?
I'm on midday, so you guys come in before 2, if you can.
Are you,
Oh, I'd love to.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I don't know, actually.
Kathy Whiteside?
No.
That's unfair.
Yes.
You can go to our website, mix1065.fm, and you can see a picture of me.
Buzz, can you bring up a picture of this?
Now, listen, if we arrive, our show goes on at 3.
You've got to come in before 2.
All right, well, let's say I get there at 1:30. How many times between 1:30 and 2 are you allowed to talk?
Three or four?
And what's the longest, if you wanted to just be crazy and, like, run the risk of getting fired, if you talked for 3 minutes, would your boss flip out?
Yeah, I'd get fired.
You'd get fired.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think is the max you could go? If you wanted to make a statement or be funny or relate to your audience, could you go 30 seconds?
I could go a minute, probably.
Hey,
you could go a minute?
60 seconds of fun.
Really? Now, if you did that every day, would he call you in and say something to you?
Well, the thing about it is, our program director and our vice president of programming, they're on a boat right now.
Cool.
Okay.
That's good. Are you doing this totally on your own?
I totally am, and I hope I don't get fired. Please don't get me fired.
I believe her. I think DJs are easy to tell if they're lying.
Well, all right, no.
And I think she's telling the truth.
We'll see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Look forward
Please
to it.
Please don't get me fired. I haven't signed my contract yet. Please don't
we
get me fired.
We won't get you fired.
Wait, just save me a good Phil Collins record to play. Because I love him. I can't get enough of him. Do you guys happen to play that one? You know, you never hear it. In the Air tonight?
Well, listen, Don, listen to me. Because you go to the Raven games, you will find that when you go to the Raven games and Ray Lewis is practicing on the field, that is his song. That's what he wants to hear.
Right. I understand that, Maria. But it's also a song that every goddamn adult contemporary station in America plays into the ground.
I know.
The program director should have one of his pubic hairs pulled out with pliers every time the station plays that song.
Yeah. Have you gotten a picture of young Maria?
No, what was the web address again? Mix what?
Mix1065.fm. But go to the events page.
Maria,
there I am.
Maria, what is the song that you're currently playing on Mix 106 that you hate the most? Because, see, this is something you'd probably never be able to say on your own station.
Well,
I have to tell you one thing before I answer a question. Please go tell Bob Phillips that you don't want me fired tomorrow when you come in.
Oh, I met that dude. Don't worry about it. Listen, you don't even know. Do you know who his dad is?
Yes, I do.
Ken Phillips?
Yes.
Don't you remember we used to goof on that guy all the time?
Ken Phillips, you mean the TV anchor?
Well, he still does weather on our other station.
Hey, the weather guy.
The old kind of the withered weather guy?
Yeah, we used to goof on him all the time.
Ken Phillips.
And here's the thing. I met this thing in Baltimore, and I'm meeting this guy, and then later someone says to me, oh, you don't remember that he's the son of the anchor guy that you guys used to goof on? I had no idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so don't worry.
He was a weather guy, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, don't worry about him.
Ken Phillips.
Well, what is the song? What is the song that you hate the most?
We're playing Christmas music a little bit right now, so probably...
When did you start? Are you playing all Christmas music?
No. Like maybe one an hour.
Oh, come on. Be more creative. Out of the regular crap you have to play, what's the one you hate the most?
Have you ever heard Mary's Boy Child by Boney M?
Boney M? Never have.
No. Would that be it?
Yes.
Hold on. I think we have a guy on the phone who says he is that you are his sister-in-law. What is your brother-in-law's first name?
My brother-in-law's first name is Jeff.
Do you know a guy named Stuart?
Oh, no.
I think she does.
Hold on.
He's going to get me fired.
Hey, Stuart.
What? I'm not your brother-in-law either? You wouldn't admit to me. You admit to him. I understand that, actually.
Stuart, if you get me fired, I'm going to kill you.
Hey, are you really her brother-in-law?
Yes.
I really am. And she always, any time I'm on the air, she cringes or I get a phone call, don't get her fired.
I'm getting a pretty warm and fuzzy feeling about Baltimore now.
Sure.
Right. This is feeling pretty good.
So your sister-in-law, when she comes home at night, does she sometimes just come home and go, I am so frustrated creatively
yes.
that I'm at this place and I want to express myself as an artist on the radio and I'm handcuffed by these consultants and these retarded program directors making me play the same 6, 7, 8, 9 goddamn records an hour. She ever just
Stuart?
Go
home? Stuart?
She lives vicariously through you guys.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
I mean, she comes home and says, I just wish I could say and do what they do, but I can't.
And Stuart, you're a native of Baltimore. You've been in Baltimore all your life, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right, got you. So what would you like
to say? I can tell right on.
What would you like to say to help your sister-in-law out in this situation?
Why don't you give her a job and then she won't have to worry about it anymore because she's great on your show.
Okay, I got to go now.
All right, hold on. Bye, Stuart.
Bye, Maria.
Hold on, Maria. Just a second. Okay. Hold on, Maria. Hey, why did your sister marry a retarded guy?
Oh, God.
Maria?
Maria, yes. Welcome to the show, Maria.
Maria, I don't want to say anything because who am I to profile? I just met the guy. On the
right, phone. Right.
But he sure does sound to me like he might be the spousal abuse.
Oh, God.
No, you guys. Oh, I'm in so much trouble.
Right. Now he's married to your sister?
No, he's married to my husband's sister.
He's married to your husband's sister.
Oh.
How's she? Do you ever see her with any...
Yes, great.
Does she ever have any unusual bruising?
He's the guy that used to hold a parabolic mic on the Ravens field.
Oh, okay.
This lady, is she accident prone?
Rob. Hold on, Buzz has pulled up the picture on
Maria,
the webpage.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria.
Oh,
See me? I'm choking myself.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yeah. Oh, take a letter, Maria.
Well, yeah. Maria, what a pleasant surprise that photograph is.
My Maria.
How are you?
King of the Marias. Oh. I take both versions.
Maria! 11 a.m. soon enough?
Love it. You guys, I love it.
Yeah, Buzz has decided he wants to come to Baltimore earlier.
All right, see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, okay. Maria. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I didn't picture a blonde.
Okay.
No.
I got first dibs on smelling that chair. When we get in that studio tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Smell the chair.
You know, the only thing she said that really struck me is she made the call is if the PD and the operations manager are out of town, you know. Do you smell a rat?
No, not at all.
You think it's a legit call?
I believe her. I believe she probably, for her, it took a lot of guts to call.
I think so.
Our show.
Yep.
So that, God forbid, any of the listeners of that crap radio station would think that one of the people that works there might actually have a personality and have opinions and have things to say.
Absolutely.
She said the two guys in management were on a boat.
On a boat.
Do you think together?
A gay cruise?
I didn't say that.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Beltway in Springfield, the hot spot this afternoon. Emergency road work at the exit for 395 North. The left lane and the exit lane for 395 get by, and the waiting line begins at Braddock Road. No need to walk about this holiday when you could give Outback Steakhouse gift certificates in 10, 25, and $50 denominations. They're the perfect fit, mate. Outback Steakhouse, no rules, just right. I'm Lil Dan Snyder for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
From the 1860s to the 1990s, he's the medicine man that will cure what ails you.
That hand looks a little swollen.
What do you mean?
This will just take me a minute. That's good doctoring.
He's Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hello, m'lady. Can I help you?
No, I'm just waiting for a friend.
You know, your eyes do seem a little bit bloodshot.
Really?
I can fix that.
His stovepipe hat and his black leather bag. He likes to make house calls.
Son, you look a little under the weather.
Well, my nose is running.
Not anymore.
Don Geronimo, Civil War, Surgeon. Wednesday nights on ABC, right after Ellen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Filling your radio with their intoxicating aroma. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, keep calling now. Charm City, Baltimore, USA. At 877-365-3636. Tell us, what will you do tomorrow in studio to win one of two keys we're giving away? Only 18 keys total to win the 2004 Jeep Liberty. Right. You got to call now so we know what you're going to do tomorrow.
Excellent.
And it's not our studio.
Right.
Which means...
muck it up. We don't care.
Excrement. Blood. You know, anything goes. Hello, Don and Mike. Discharge. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi. We are. Hi, you are on the air.
Don and Mike, I just got Bob Ryan's updated forecast, and he's calling for 4-plus inches of snow in most of the area.
When?
Wow.
Starting, he said, tomorrow night around 7 p.m. and going through Saturday.
You got to be asking me.
he was just back on just a second ago. Before.
Okay, now listen. It's a great thing about having a national show.
Right.
I mentioned these other cities that we broadcast to where they've had bad weather this year. Mm-hmm. Buffalo, I know you've had a tremendous amount of snow and you dealt with it. You know why?
No problem.
Because you live in Buffalo,
right.
And you know it's not a big effing deal. Rochester's had snow. Salt Lake has had snow. We've had people call us from Reno today to say that they've had snow in the mountains in Reno.
They're all kind of handling it.
And it's not a big deal. In Washington, D.C., they overreact to the weather. And these are the people, the weather people, the weather men. There's no weather girls in this town. There's the guy on Channel 4, there's the guy on Channel 7, guy on Channel 9, and my favorite, the guy on Channel 5, Sam Palka.
Right.
They're all guys, and they've all got this macho thing going that they want to get you worried and
yeah, they hype it because it's such big business, and unfortunately, the ratings skyrocket for the local TV news when they're around this area when there's a snowstorm.
So it is now Wednesday, and the forecast that I saw said maybe some rain with some mix like sleet.
I thought it was Friday, and now they're moving it up to Thursday.
And is he saying 4 inches over the next 4 days?
Yeah, well, snow and sleet mix over starting 7 p.m. tomorrow through Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Through Saturday night?
Okay, which is, you know, I believe, no big effing deal.
And we need to now start keeping track of the things they use that are sort of like their escapes, like wintry mix.
Yeah, wintry mix.
It really says nothing.
Right.
Okay, I got first dibs on this one.
Okay,
On Channel 4, that it's Megan McGrath and her gigantic oversized teeth who will be at the Home Depot reporting that they're sold out of snow shovels.
Tonight.
That's my guess.
Megan McGrath will be out there.
Megan McGrath.
She's the only one. You win. You trump everybody with that. It'll be Megan McGrath.
She might as well
fresh off her appearance at National Airport on Thanksgiving.
She might as well just be on all the stations.
Right.
Hey, Buzz, go to... hi, Charlie.
You guys are forgetting all about Mike Buchanan.
Oh, that's right. Crusty Mike Buchanan.
Well, he's back in the field, right?
Right. Right, so he'll be one of the guys. Oh, that would be awful for Mike Buchanan if they sent him out to the National to do that.
They sent him out during the hurricane.
They do. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Go to news4.com.
Okay.
Or whatever Channel 4's website is to see if that guy on the phone was right.
Just news4.com will be anywhere, wouldn't it?
No, I think they've got it here. It's like
they've got it. They own it.
It's some dumb, you know, it's like on your side or we're for you. Or,
no, that didn't
you know,
do it.
I don't know.
The site is available.
Do a Google, Buzz. I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Howdy.
Steve from Charm City. I'll do just about anything to get that key.
Oh, all right, Steve, hold on then. Wow. You need to talk to Joe.
Right.
No problem.
Hold on. And then have an idea ready, Steve.
Okay.
All right, hold on a second there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to know what Jackie O would do if she had a parade this weekend.
You know, I give it to you if you say Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for trying to play along, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you know what? I never did see that Paris Hilton video because I went to Kazaa and tried to download it, and there's so many forgeries.
Yeah, that's what I ran into.
I don't know which one is the...
I've still got the real one on my computer.
You saved it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You were able to?
Yeah, no, I wish I could say that I did. Someone that I love did.
Ah, yes.
Someone that I
a
love.
A computer wizard?
Yeah, somebody who I love. No, Rob?
It wasn't you.
Be a dear and understand.
I do.
You know.
I know.
Bart is my son.
I know.
But I love you more, and I always will.
Okay?
Okay.
I love that pause. That loving little pause right there. What do you say to that?
Just an awkward pause.
How can you say anything to that?
You
right?
can't say anything to that. I just told a grown man that I love him more than my son.
Yes.
But I don't. I don't.
Good.
I don't.
I'm glad you qualified
right.
that.
I love them equally.
There you go.
That's right. I love
you them. Love Rob like a son.
I do.
What do you love Rob like? A son, a brother? A friend, a lover.
I love Rob as a man.
A man. It's man love.
As
what it is.
As a hairy, sweaty man.
There you go.
Who's very opinionated.
Of course.
Who has right opinions about just about everything.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
No question.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, I just wanted to apologize. I can't listen to the rest of the show. I have to go out and buy all the milk and all the bread.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, yeah, they're going to start...
Bread, milk, and toilet paper.
And you know, that's one thing. I really think we should take credit for this. 20
yeah.
years ago,
yeah.
me and Mike on our morning show
right.
said, BMTP, when it would be bad weather in the D.C.
and
area.
And people would be panicking.
And we would always say BMTP, bread, milk, toilet paper. And we did it to goof on the situation, and the news stations and everybody picked up on this.
Sure.
And now it's become a real thing.
They send a camera crew out to the toilet paper aisle.
And they actually say, are you going out to get bread, milk, and toilet
they
paper?
They like the milk. That's what they really like to shoot the most. That's where they come out and they say, hey, look at these shelves. Empty.
All right, Buzz, were right. you able to find that TV station on the web?
I have found their website. They don't have the current scare forecast up yet there, but I can tell you that there's a winter storm watch this evening, or Thursday evening, rather, into Saturday with a mix of rain or sleet or snow.
Okay, now
that's
here's
like
you.
The firm stance they've taken.
But here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
If you lived anywhere else where you're listening to this show right now, and I'll even include Baltimore in that to an extent. Anywhere else, if you heard, Buzz, what's the forecast again?
Rain or sleet or snow mix.
You know what you'd do?
Right.
You'd go BFD.
Yeah, right. What the heck?
Right. I guarantee you turn on the news in 3 minutes. Give me Channel 9. Can somebody pipe Channel 9 in here?
I don't know.
They're cool with us with their audio. How much you want to bet that the weather's the lead story?
Of course it is.
And it's been a busy news day.
Yeah, of course it is.
Like every day is. But it'll be the lead. Okay, Robbie, while you get that hooked up, because people just overreact to it here.
They go crazy. They go nuts here. And I'm really not sure why, especially, you know, with some of the winters we've had recently. It's, you know, we should be used to it.
Here you go from InsideRadio.com. There's you think you got it?
What were they looking for?
They were looking for drugs.
Did they... No.
That didn't sound like Channel 9.
Sounded like propaganda to me. I'm looking at Channel 9 now. They're wrapping up Inside Edition, getting ready for the 5 o'clock news. So. Right now, we're looking at cheerleaders and lingerie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, I enjoyed seeing that.
Buzz will be departing from the show momentarily.
Judge Judy is beating Oprah's ass in the ratings now.
Pay to see that?
I saw that.
I thought you were just going to say Judge Judy is beating Oprah's ass.
And, you know, I wish I could tell you that I was past this stage, the Jerry stage.
Right.
Springer.
However, I found that when we were away on Thanksgiving.
You logged some time with Springer?
Well, in Baltimore, I got my ass up Baltimore's ass, but I was watching.
Figuratively. I just spoke to Topper.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to go on if you want to listen to that, and I'm going to call him back and we'll have him.
You got Channel 9, Robbie?
I can't seem to.
But I would have done it. I can sort of get through here.
Oh, Buzz, you get it? Great. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, when you're at Ocean City, the only TV stations you get are Baltimore stations. So what are you doing, Mike? What are you watching? This is why we can't have any video stuff in the studio.
What is that?
It's a
screensaver.
That's cool. It's got a screensaver.
It's a bag of wintry weather soon.
Let's start it
now. Topper, our forecast first.
All right, Gavir, we're looking at a prolonged winter storm. We talked about that yesterday. And it does appear we're going to see all sorts of types of precipitation. Let's look at the forecast first. For tonight, no problem.
See, this is their lead.
That's just will, kind of do us a favor. They'll keep temperatures up a little bit. Low temps in the 20s. That's still no bargain for early December. Upper 20s downtown and low 20s in the suburbs under light winds. No winds to really worry about. In fact, the winds were pretty calm today. All right, here are the watches now in yellow. Winter storm watches. This is kind of interesting. They've been posted for a very long time. They go into effect tomorrow evening, and they continue through Saturday evening. Includes the district, Prince George's County, Fairfax County, everybody north and west.
Can you hear how hard he is?
Again, winter storm watches into effect.
Right now?
Not tonight, but tomorrow.
You can see it, Buzz?
Right now in the 30s. We'll come back, and we'll talk about when the precipitation rolls in.
All right, now let's see what their next story is.
How much will be rain and where are the breakdowns?
If it's about weather again.
Good, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Topper. The largest school district in our area is losing its leader. Fairfax County School Superintendent.
All right, but they did
go. They did
go with it as the overall lead.
And you were talking about BMTP. Topper himself during the blizzard last year, remember, was grading blizzards by loaves of bread. This is a 5-loaf blizzard.
Right.
Anyway,
Topper also the most sensitive to our show, you know.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't like it when we talk about him.
They overreact here like nowhere else. If you lived anywhere else, you just go, okay, I hear that. If it happens, it happens.
Right.
InsideRadio.com. DJ in Long Island, radio station WBAB. The DJ, JP in the morning.
Right.
Okay. JP.
That's Topper already.
That's Topper on the line with us.
It's the guy. It's the weatherman from Channel 9.
Topper.
We were just listening to Topper a moment ago.
Live.
Hey, hi, Topper. Oh, hold on. Let me turn this on. Hey, Topper?
Yes?
Hey, dude, here he is.
Hey, Topper.
Channel 9.
Thanks for coming on with us.
So no problem. What's up, guys?
So you just got some FaceTime right up front at 5 o'clock. Topper, here's what we need to know. How much panic with this storm are you going to be conjuring?
I'm not pushing the panic button yet.
You're not stirring that in your big pot to get everybody all worked up?
I'm not bringing out the bread-o-meter just yet.
Bread-o-meter.
It would be awfully early to bring that out. No. I reserve the right to do that tomorrow, but not tonight.
Okay. We got an unconfirmed report that the guy at 4 is already saying 4 inches.
You ready to go the prediction route yet?
Oh, I think in the mountains, I've already had someone who lives here has a home up near Deep Creek, and I think up there they get 6 to 12.
I bet.
Wow.
Now down here, I'm not going to go accumulation. No, you know why? Because it may be one of the cases where it snows all day, and it's 35 degrees. It doesn't stick when it does.
So there is no fear, no panic, no nothing?
I mean, it looks very interesting for the first storm of the season.
Now, come on now, Topper.
I got to tell you that.
Come on now, Topper. Really? Take your weather guy, you know.
Take your weather hat off.
The sexuality of it. I know you get turned on by this. Just step aside for a second. This is not going to be anything, right? It's going to be something where we'll all just go, it's slushy.
Well, there's two things we got going for us in terms of it being something. It's the first one of the season. So it's all, that always is sort of, you know, a little more than it has to be.
It's special, isn't it, Topper?
Well, it is.
The first one is
kind of special.
Sure.
And also, I mean, it also could be a pretty big storm in parts of our area. I don't think it'll be a big storm, you know, downtown. I don't think we'll be shoveling snow. or having the plows out, we'll probably see some snow downtown. But I think, you know, in the mountains, it could be a pretty good, great form for the ski resort.
Most people who listen to this show or watch your TV station
do not. We don't really direct this show to the mountain people.
You know, the mountains from Washington, D.C. are hours away. not the immediate area. All right. Well, Topper, thank you very much.
All right.
We'll go with your word here that this is not a reason to panic.
Not yet. No Bredometer yet.
All right, well,
I want to check in tomorrow.
There you go.
I'll be watching you.
All right, Topper.
Hold on, Topper. How much are they working you? You're the main weather guy. Didn't I see you at noon today?
Yes, you did. That's a sore subject.
What are you doing? What are you doing on at noon? You got to work from noon till 11?
Yeah, I'm a team player. I'm a team player, buddy.
What are they still waiting to get a guy in to do the noon or something like that?
No, Howard's on vacation.
Oh, Howard Bernstein.
Howard's on vacation.
Where'd he go?
He's home. Although he called in today. Do you need me to come back?
What did you tell him?
I said, stand by.
No, you know what that is?
Guilt him, Topper. Guilt him into coming back.
In his heart, Topper hopes that this somehow, like every storm, turns into a storm of the century.
Right.
And he's the only one of the station barricaded in there.
He'd like that.
It's mine. All mine.
You know, I mean, after that storm last year, that was a fantastic storm.
Yeah. He loves it.
Yeah, I mean, that was just great.
Memories.
Everything will pale in comparison. But, you know, for the first storm, this could be interesting. And oddly enough, it's exactly... Exactly, almost a year to the date. We had a big first storm last year.
Yeah. You know what, Topper? You go and have fun.
All right, you enjoy yourself. Thanks, Topper.
Okay.
Tell Gravier we said hi.
I will do that.
Please do.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All
right, there's Topper Shutt from Channel 9.
A very, very, very supportive of this show, including when he gets mad. When he gets mad at us,
yes.
Which is the best. When he calls me, hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I love that.
Nice man. And now that my son doesn't go there, I'm an alumni of the Landon School.
That's
how I got to know Topper, because that's where my kid went.
And you know, you got to look back. He really didn't say anything.
No, he didn't.
He really didn't.
He knew it.
There could be snow downtown and a stick. I don't think we'll be shoveling.
And he reserved the right to flip out tomorrow.
The Bredometer.
We'll get snow in the mountains and maybe around here, but slush, who knows?
Not yet. Here's a guy from Baltimore. This is another sure sign. I guess it's happening in Baltimore, too.
Sure.
Don.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, Channel 13 has always got somebody at the Salt Dome watching the guys.
Walking
about, standing up to their truck, drink their coffee.
That is the worst gig than Home Depot.
Okay, yeah. Here you go. That's a good one. You've won a DVD of Shallow Hal from 20th Century Fox. Go see the Farrelly Brothers' new movie, Stuck on You, in theaters December 12. Greg Kinnear and Matt Damon, enjoy. Thank you. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
That's a crappy... What, you want to say something else?
I got one more thing for you guys. Did you know that as employees of Infinity Broadcasting, you guys can get 20% off at Blockbuster right now?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, we own them, you know.
It is.
Didn't I just read that?
Viacom Employee Appreciation Week.
Yeah, get it while you can.
Didn't I just read that
spinning it off?
Yeah, they're selling Blockbuster.
Oh,
this company's selling Blockbuster.
And I think we still get 10% off at the CBS store in New York.
There you go.
Oh, what a great store that
fantastic.
Is.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's
hold on for your prize.
Key tags.
Hold on a second. Okay, Robert Mailman is here.
Yes, Mailman.
We're going to give him, he's not going to get a full segment now. He's going to get less than a full segment. Ooh. We'll give him as much time as we can. He's here with news on his baby.
Once again, a black man.
Also news about his monogamous relationship, or as he calls it, his monotonous relationship.
Right.
And also we have the DVD and the VCR and the TV in here, because we're going to watch midget porn with him.
Don, not... just midget porn. Midget gay porn.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, WBAB, Long Island. Listen to this. This is how crazy radio is now. I mean, it's what I was saying, like, this whole spousal abuse. Right. It's because it's such a goddamn upside-down, crazy, politically correct world.
Right.
All right, JP is doing his morning show today.
Money!
And at one point... He's talking about how Christmas spirit is dying, and he dares to say, and listen, I'm reading it here, the transcript. In essence, what he says is, there's no Christmas spirit. This is something that's fake. It comes out once a year. We all know there's not a Santa Claus, but it doesn't mean that we can't celebrate Christmas. Oh, that's all he said.
Okay. Wait, he says there's no Santa Claus?
The Long Island rock station insists that his controversial remarks were not a stunt. And he has now
just concluded a press conference and wrote an unexpected personal check for $1,000 to a local kids' charity as way of apologizing to everybody. The station has decided because he's made this unprecedented move, they will not fire him.
For saying there is no Santa Claus?
Correct.
Wow.
Ah.
Jesus.
How'd you like that?
What a crazy world
you
that
just
is.
Say something like a throwaway, and then they call you in, and then you got to give $1,000 to charity.
Right.
And because they got a press conference, because they're ready to, you know, to hang you.
Well, I should tell all the children listening that, yes, there is a Santa Claus. Don't you ever forget it. Look at him. That makes you crazy, doesn't it?
No.
You want to be controversial.
Well, I don't want to have to pay $1,000 to charity.
That's right.
There you go. I don't want to. I'll say this. I know that.
All right, here we go. There is no Easter Bunny.
No, the spirit of Santa Claus is currently living with the rats.
No, 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 no.
And your restaurant.
No.
Okay, come on. All right, Mike, let me just say this. I don't know about Santa Claus, but I do know there is a Black Peter. You know, the guy from Spain.
Who puts people in a bag.
The guy from
Bad
Spain. Show.
I'm going to put you in a bag.
And you know where he eats? He eats at Brady's in Manassas. There you go. How's that?
Yeah.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Always like to wait until the yeah. fence is painted completely. You yeah. know what I mean?
Oh. With you.
Trouble.
I'm fine.
Trouble.
You're a friend.
Trouble ahead. Trouble behind.
Okay, got a break. When we come back, a Bobby Mailman.
Yeah, fools.
Bobby Mailman.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Man, oh man, I have so much to do this holiday season. Poo-hoo, I hope I can get it all done.
Well, with all that running around, this is one of those months that you don't have to worry about going over your minutes. Because Singular lets you roll over any of your unused anytime minutes.
Right, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Only Singular has rollover. And you know who loves it, Mike?
Who?
Gravir Dinza.
Yeah, baby. Start a new family talk plan. And you get 500 bonus rollover minutes to share with your family. And you can add a line for $9.99 per line per month.
You know what I do? I use these phones as sex lines. Mm-hmm. I don't call the sex phones. I call J.C. Hayward at Channel 9.
Absolutely.
She gives me some great phone sex. I say, baby, is your wig off? Take your wig off, baby.
Wendy Rieger Nutty, make the switch to Singular. Call today, 1-866-SINGULAR, or log on to singular.com, or visit any Singular wireless store. Be sure to tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
I say, J.C., what are you doing right now? And she says, I'm taking a bath.
She's wiggy.
Take the wig off. Take the wig off, honey. And then someday, I'm going to be able to call Channel 4 and get Liz Crenshaw on the phone and say, hey, Liz, can I just massage those big bags under your eyes? Well, WJFK. Next commercial.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Phelps, I see under interest, so you've written debit?
No, that's the butt.
The butt?
Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
The Don and Mike Show. Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Bring Bobby the mailman in. Now, keep in mind that we've not yet given away the key today to the Jeep we're giving away next Friday. The Jeep worth over $23,000. Jeep Liberty from Farish. You go to their website, www.farish4farish.com. Thank you, Buzz. We'll be giving away a key later on today's show. Stay tuned. Now, I picked this music on perfect, mm-hmm. On purpose. It's perfect music to have when you go on that one. When
Robert the Angry Mailman.
When Robbie,
what's up, fellas?
Bobby Mailman comes in. Now, Bobby, I can give you almost an entire segment. We're running a little late today, but you're important.
I
love having you on the show.
I appreciate it. Congratulations are in order. Congratulations
Don.
For what?
For not being the biggest pussy walking on 2 feet. I think that goes to Doug Christie. We all agree about that.
Oh, that's right.
Congratulations on the restaurant.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, let's shake the hand there.
Thank you, Robert.
Will you be serving colored?
A case-by-case basis, Robert.
because I don't want to be like Danny Glover in Silverado, you know.
No.
You know we don't serve the sheriff. You know, so.
All right, there.
There you go. He, you know, he doesn't waste any time, does he?
I bought movies. You know, I'm into pornography, as you can see, Don and Mike.
I don't think I've ever seen this much
pornography. I have much more interesting things to talk about. I can just leave these here.
You know what? Why don't you talk, and then we can watch the porn with you after you get them. Okay. I understand that you have a number of... Let me just say, if you've never heard, Bob Mailman is the most popular guest.
Robert
Mailman is the most popular guest we have on the show.
Yeah.
Our listeners... love him.
And I love them.
They love hearing.
I truly love them.
They love hearing about his life.
Right.
Everything that's going on.
And he's a lightning rod, Don.
Robert, what is the... first, do we have news about your relationship?
Yes, we do.
Okay. What's new?
Okay. We must protect my friend because she's not here to defend herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not on the radio. She never has been. So before,
baby's mama?
No. This is the last friend I had. Baby's mama's out the picture.
The last we checked with you, if I'm correct,
a monogamous relationship.
You were in a monotonous, monogamous relationship, and you were happy.
I was happy. I was happy.
You still in that relationship?
No.
Mm. Oh dear.
So to protect her innocence, we're going to change her name to Dumbass.
Oh, okay.
Dear. Okay.
So here's the story.
All right.
A couple of weeks ago, I called Dumbass's cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't answer, so her service came on. I said, hey, Dumbass, you know, it's Robert. Just call me, see how you doing.
Hey, just so everybody knows, we call him the Robert Mailman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mailman. He's got his Postal Service stuff on today.
Yeah. Yeah. I just got off work. I don't
came
stink.
In today wearing his postal
stuff. Right.
Just came from work.
Right.
So I left a message on Dumbass's service.
Right.
I was at work, so I hung the phone up, and... about 5 minutes later, the phone rings, and it's caller ID. I see it's Dumbass's cell phone.
Hmm.
So I pick up the phone. I say, hey, what's up, Dumbass? It's Robert. What's up, Dumbass?
Yeah.
Dumbass? And he was like, hello, who's this? And I was like, this is Robert. Is Dumbass there? The voice on the phone said, well, Dumbass is asleep. I said, well, tell Dumbass to call Robert in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I hung the phone up, not thinking nothing about it. Not
really? You didn't even react immediately?
I didn't react immediately.
Good for you.
Had you broken up with her yet?
No. Everything was fine. Me and Dumbass were getting along just fine.
So wait, how did you not react to me? If another, it sounds like another guy's there.
Another Dumbass there.
Told me that some of her relatives were staying with her because of... some kind of storm damage to their house, so I thought it was like a cousin or something.
Okay. Right.
Being naive, right. Also, but I wasn't totally naive. I said,
and as always, think of the best of people,
right.
Robert.
Well,
that's what he does.
Whatever was the problem, I would call her back in the morning.
All right.
So I called Dumbass's cell phone in the morning, about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the phone doesn't pick up, so I hang up, and I'm like, whatever. 5 minutes later, my phone rings, and it's Dumbass's cell phone number, and I'm like, okay, Dumbass, hello. And I was like, Robert, Dumbass is taking a shower, getting ready for work. So at this point, I said, okay, who the F is this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is Mr. Dumbass. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
So,
wait a minute.
Wait, is she married?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
But separated. Was separated. Okay.
Always
so apparently, they've gotten back together. So he was like, well, me and Dumbass are back together. So to protect his identity, we'll call him Sorry Ass.
Okay.
Sorry,
right.
Mr. Sorry Ass.
Sorry Ass tells you that he's
Dumbass
back together
in
with
the
Dumbass.
Shower getting ready for work.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, okay.
Now, how long had it been since you had seen Dumbass last?
Earlier that week.
So just in the space of a couple of days.
A couple of days, my whole world was blown
she
apart.
She takes the old guy back.
Right. So okay. Apparently, you know, Sorry Ass tells me that him and Dumbass are trying to work things out.
Is he combative at all?
No, he's very nice and cordial. I said to him, he said, well, do you know Dumbass? I said, I know her. And he said, well, he got kind of, you know, straightforward. He's like, well, have you been intimate with Dumbass? And I said, you need to ask Dumbass that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
So I said, but however...
Like he couldn't tell by looking at her.
Right.
You know, all stretched out and everything.
If we end up going there, I'll tell you a little story about... I chipped a tooth, but we're not going to go there.
Oh dear!
Not, you were doing not with that? My hands either. You know.
You were doing. You were going.
No, she was.
On
F
you.
And the D, and a filling fell out.
Oh, on her?
Wow, that's good.
A tooth fell out of her mouth while she was giving you oral?
Yeah, and I didn't want to
That must have been pretty vigorous.
Oh, it was. I was using her head like a washboard on an Indian shirt. Yeah, so,
Wow.
Hold on. So, here's the sound of that incident.
Yeah, that.
God.
Stuff a little faster.
Man. Faster than that.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oh, my tooth fell out.
So, I didn't want to tell sorry ass that.
Right.
I said, you know, you need to ask dumbass.
I think you played that the right way.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, I said, you don't have to worry about me anymore, sorry ass. Mm-hmm. I'm out of the picture.
Yeah.
So I wished them a happy Thanksgiving, and I hung up.
And that's it?
That's
now,
nice.
No, okay, this is so.
Now there's more.
There's more.
Okay.
Okay, I went home. I got off work. I packed dumbass's stuff up,
mm-hmm.
and I put it next to the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her at work. I said, "Man, I speak to dumbass." And they said, "Hold, please."
Mm-hmm. They knew.
So dumbass gets on the phone, and she's like, "Hi, Robin, what's going on?" I said, "Well, I had an interesting conversation with your husband, sorry ass." And he said, "You two are back together." "Oh, no, no, this, that, and y'all." I said, hey, it's okay. Come get your ass. Give me back my key and my parking pass. Have a nice life." And Monday, she came and got her ass and left the keys on my bed.
Wow.
And that was it.
So are you in pain now?
No.
No.
Careless.
Mm. You're fine.
So you're a single successful guy and you're out there now.
Single successful
guy. You're back
guy,
out in the, on figures. The market. You're in the marketplace.
Back on the market. I'm loving life. I'm happy. I just
good.
Broke $100,000 for a salary at my jobs.
Hey, congratulations.
I'm upper middle class. F you. So I'm a happy man. Actually, all it did was save me buying a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm cool. Actually, you know the best thing to get over.
You ever have butts? You ever have butts?
See, here's what I think you should do, Robert.
I have a problem with her anyway because...
Robert, here's the thing.
Her thing will re-tighten every time.
What if the guy is listening? Or he's got a friend who's listened to the show, and even though you've not said his name...
Who's sorry ass?
Yeah. They're going to know. So why don't you just tell him, what did you like best about banging his wife?
That she started to read. I told you she was reading books about how to please me.
Uh-huh. Right.
She knows I like hummus.
I should say, the way that I understand it, the wife who was separated
and went back to her husband and was
getting it on with right. Robert Mailman, then went to her husband. Well, what did you like best about when she would ask your date?
Her hummer. The noise, the moisture. She liked when I talked dirty to her, so I would tell, you know.
Did she talk dirty to you?
Oh, no. She had her mouth full.
Did she keep the change?
She ran out of the room one time, and I don't know what happened. It was a bottle of Listerine. I won't use again. Who knows? You know. So
you enjoyed it while it lasted.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean, actually, she was a sweet lady. I think she wanted to keep seeing me and try to work things out with her husband.
Robert,
I just needed to D in the glass and be on the side.
Uh-huh.
And I would have agreed to that. If she hadn't had the conversation with Saria.
Right.
What does she need to do better in bed now? Now that she's back with dumbass.
Sorry.
The way he treated her so badly, the things she told me, that's why I call her dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sorry ass for beating her. I mean, not beating her, but the way he treated her, and she's a dumbass for going
Hold
back.
Hold on,
to
are
her.
You gonna say this? Is that
spousal abuse?
Oh, there it is.
Spousal abuse.
Uh oh.
I swear to God. Psychological, though. Psychological.
So you think she's going back for more
that
of that?
Count.
But you know what? It's just like Robbie told me. If they go back, they must deserve it.
Right.
So,
you and
no,
Rob,
I don't have no qualms.
You and Rob are commiserating?
No. Not hardly, but I agree with him on this case because he treated her so bad. He cheated on her, told her, you know, the thing was no good, which was a lie. You
now
know.
You're getting this from her, though. This is her
Well,
story,
that's
right?
her story, but, you know, I believe her. I mean, she's a nice lady. And
did you love her, Robert?
Yeah, I know her.
Nah, but, that's too
well,
bad.
Oh, well. Yeah. Live and let learn.
Say
hey,
to me.
Effort. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thanks for the toys I got out the front.
Now, Robert,
nice
now
gift
listen,
box.
I know you take toys out of our toys for Dot's
box. Yes, he did.
I plan on keeping them. I like Hot Wheels. It's nice. I've never been to a business.
This is how the bad stereotype starts, Robert.
What?
That Robert has stolen the toys?
Yes.
Mm.
That
I saw a couple of white guys take things out and you didn't say nothing.
Well, right. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you able to
sales
identify
guys
them?
Too. They had ties on.
Sales guys?
Yeah, they took the dolls home, but I don't know. That's them. They took the Barbies home. I hate to know it. I don't want them after they
oh,
come
that's
back.
Not that's good. Right.
But the Hot Wheels, I like the Hot Wheels. Can I have these?
Yes.
Yeah, keep them.
You can have them. You can steal them. You have them.
Hot Wheels, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
he has Hot Wheels in here.
I got to, I'm working. I'm
right.
healthy. All right, go to the doctor tomorrow to see about the foot. It might be permanent damage. We don't know. It's not.
Your broken foot?
Yeah. A swollen foot.
But you are getting around better than the last
yes,
time you were here.
I'm not hopping.
Last time you were here, you had all of that incredible selection of Rush Limbaugh pills.
I'm not taking them anymore. I'm back at work. You see me in uniform. I also brought a picture that you can't put on the web.
Oh, no.
I like this.
It's a great picture.
Want to see the cutest baby picture in the world?
You got.
Have you seen this, Rob? It's Robert Mailman as a baby.
Oh, but look, half months.
The attitude yeah. says "F you, Whitey."
Yeah. Yeah.
The look on the face. It's like I'm right next to Rob A. You know. You
call me a little nigga. All right, now we're gonna put this on WJFK.com and the Don and Mike icon.
Isn't that cute?
Click on that to see the picture.
That's wonderful.
Smile nowhere in sight.
Robert Mailman. Now, how you're 2.5 months old in this picture?
10 months old.
Of the bag, 2.5 months old.
No.
There you go. I got a colored question to ask you.
And before you kick me out today, I do have one question for you, so make sure to remind me. Okay. Go ahead.
All right, so here's my question for you. Outkast.
Yeah.
I love Outkast.
Yeah.
But I'm
who's Outkast?
Confused by you got the guy that does Hey Ya.
Yeah.
And then you got the other guy that goes, I like the way you
that
move
boy,
me.
Yeah.
Right.
I forgot the other one's name.
They're two different guys.
Right.
And they're not really in the band together?
They're breaking up. Okay, color commentary. Color
okay.
commentary.
Right. You know, I'm not going to get this except for my favorite color
guy. What it is that they're breaking up. But they saw the market value. So they put two albums together. They're probably too weak to put out individually.
Right.
One is rap and features mostly Big Boy. And the other one is the other dude that mostly features
But the Big Boy that's rap has got a lot of stuff in it that's like Earth, Wind, and Fire-ish.
Yeah, they're a lot of retro. They're very good. They're very good. And it's going to be sad to see them break up.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're just dumb. You know, they can't get along. These groups, I mean, it's not just blacks. All these singers.
No, it's just blacks.
Oh. Okay, we're making some money things. You know, once right. the colors get, you know, some nigger money in the
oh,
pocket,
my.
You know,
oh, Oasis
good,
gets along
you know.
Fine. Oasis,
but,
yeah, right.
You know.
But it is two separate guys. You
it's
know,
two separate albums. You got that right.
Yeah, no, I got this, and I got it, and my son was explaining.
Hey, way to go, man.
So downloading must be a white thing, huh?
Way to go. I'm pretty impressed.
Downloading movies must be a white thing.
Hey, Robert, that is a white thing.
Okay.
You bet it is.
Okay, comment about the porno. Okay,
right.
I got black porno, great BJs. I got I got Spanish porno, which I love Latin women.
Really disturbing.
Oriental women. I'm not really fixated on because they don't give good hummers. They really don't. They're like, ooh, do you. And that's bull.
Right.
And then I came up, the guy had this, and I wasn't going to buy it at first, but when I saw the midget porno, you know,
you got to show him that one you showed me.
Over. Yeah, that's the guy getting corn cob.
It says ream his midget A.
I got a.
She fills his midget A with her huge rubber C. He wanted a girl, and she wanted his A.
Got another.
That's God.
Midget extraordinaire.
4 hours continuous play, featuring Bridget. Of course, they're all named Bridget.
Mm-hmm. Here's
only
the fat chick.
Only 3-2.
Let me see that one, Robert.
That's the fat chick.
Bonus God. Money shot compilation.
They're wonderful movies.
Let's see. Bonus midget extravaganza.
Bonus.
Triple X hardcore.
Now, Buzz.
Yes.
Unfortunately, a lot of the Spanish already sold before I got here.
Oh.
I sold one today.
Yeah.
This stuff is just like crack. I feel like a crack dealer.
Sorry,
because the guys are like, hey, man.
Gotta have
you
it.
You got horses. Now, that is.
Well, did you have a lot of people at the radio station going through your stash?
Oh, yeah. Colette really was interesting. Oops.
Oh!
All right, Robert, listen. Against my better judgment, I know that it's the holiday season. You're busy. I would like one day next week, if you come in that one day next week.
Okay.
We can, now that we've covered your personal life, we can just watch. Itsy-bitsy.
Is that midget?
Yeah, more midgets.
Wow.
So
yeah.
That's a set NCD, DVD.
Starring Bridget Powers.
Now, can I, wow. I'm going to say something. You might be considered racist, but.
Go ahead.
People have been asking about the, you know, bestiality. And that is, unfortunately, I must say, is a white thing. Both on the male side of them raping chickens and ducks and camels and all that stuff.
So that's the domain of the white man, is what you're saying? Bestiality is the domain of the white man?
White man and white woman, especially with these white women. I get this porn every day on my...
Oh, you can't say that, Robert.
You got to say given handies.
Given handies. Given handies to horses.
Uh-huh.
You know, sucking goats. I mean, it's a white thing. Just like scat is a white thing. All this is y'all white.
No,
white
Robert,
women
is that really?
Robert?
Yes. Hey, Don, I'm telling you.
Wait a minute.
I've been on the sites and I've never seen a sister,
hold on,
you know, enjoying a nice beefy.
We got you.
Hey, man, hold on. I just happen to have it as one of my favorites.
Sure.
I'm going to Scat Lover right now.
Look, I went on. When you guys first brought this up a couple years ago, I went.
Robert, you ain't go right.
I ain't talking about black men either because they're fags. That's different.
No.
Fags are different.
Robert, you've been on scatlover.com because it says black men, page 1 of 5.
I said black men are fags. I'm talking about black women. Black men have to deal with the...
Are you saying there's no black women on scatlover.com?
Right. What are you looking at? What are you looking at? You are such a pervert.
Scat women. Well, now I got to go.
They're all white women.
How many pages?
10.
They're all white women.
God.
Matter of fact, I went on Strangeland, and I actually saw this, Buzz.
Yeah?
I saw a white woman with makeup on,
uh-huh,
with a big beefy...
Okay. I don't know why.
Steak,
I don't know why.
And I thought to myself, I'm thinking to myself, earlier that day, this woman looked in the mirror and put on makeup, knowing what she was going to do later on that evening.
And looked in the mirror again later.
White women are the nastiest. And the exception to the white women rule is poverty. Because you go to the Philippines, where you get the poor bitches, they eat it.
Oh, God, all right.
I got a buddy at the post office that actually witnessed the horse show in Tijuana.
Yeah.
Where they had the milkshake glass, and they gave the horse candy.
Robert,
filled the glass, and the white woman drank it.
Yeah. Robert. Let's set up a day next week.
Okay.
You know what? He never comes on the show without a little controversy.
And one last question before you kick me out, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready to kick you out. So
okay, Don.
Yes.
What is the name of the company of the colored gentleman that works at your house? Because I want him to come to my house and do some computer work and see if he calls me a nigger.
Oh, dear.
So what is the name of the company? Because they must be proud.
I will tell you off the air.
Oh no!
I'll tell you off the air.
Because I tell you this, I work for the United States Postal Service.
Yeah.
And if I get friendly enough with a customer and he calls me a nigger, that's my last day.
Okay. Well, he called me
his nigger.
Yeah.
I know Rob Bacon considers me a nigger. This is my question. Come on. Calm down.
Robert.
Let me finish.
You're killing me, Robert.
Come on now, BA.
Okay. Let me ask you. Okay. Don.
Yes, Robert.
Mr. Source.
Yeah.
Do you consider me your nigger?
In that good way, yeah.
No, there is no good way. I just, period. Do you consider me your nigger?
No.
Okay. See? Because I've known you, I think I've known you longer than Stephen Fetchett, who works at your house. And
Let me hold on. What I'm getting here is that discussion,
see,
you got mad at that guy. Got mad because Don's white.
He said he not give out honorary niggers.
He said it to me first.
Because he's doing it in a servant way. If he hung out, it was one of Don's neighbors, which we know. If it was a black guy married to a white woman.
So the fact that he was working.
He wouldn't call Don his nigger.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're working in the service industry, you don't say, we're piles enough where
but it's
you're
not,
my nigger.
But hold on. The thing is, the guy, I don't want to paint the wrong picture. It's a
black picture, right?
No, it's a high-end business. It's not like, they come out to do customer
work.
So
he must be a well-trained.
He's well-spoken.
He's
very well-spoken.
Have you seen the Coon Salt Shakers on your mantle?
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert the Angry Mailman.
He loves his mama. Of course, he was raised by his grandmama.
With his 8 brothers and sisters,
yeah,
by 7 different men.
And fortunately, he was talented enough, he played basketball for a while.
Oh, really? I thought he was grown playing basketball.
Then he blew
his knee. He was born with a basketball in his hand.
Then he blew his knee out, he got his sister into prostitution.
Okay, and his father's a pimp. Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
He was raised in a whorehouse like Richard Pryor.
And now he's worked his way.
Does he have any degrees?
I don't know, Robert. He's the guy that comes to my house.
IT degrees,
he's the guy that comes to my house and fixes my TV.
And he considers you his nigger.
He has said that to
me. You consider Mr. 40 your nigger?
Oh, yes.
Okay. No, no, you
all
don't.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You heard that, Mr. 40. I hope you're feeling proud. Because you are Don Geronimo's nigger.
You just have to know how to play, Robert.
You are so much in the fighting.
Have a nice day,
ladies and gentlemen, right there, that is why this man is Robert the
Angry.
And
you saw the picture of me as a baby, so somebody called me a nigger when they took that picture.
Oh, my God.
So, what happened?
You're so uptight. I love you. Get out of here.
All right, fellas. Have a good one. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Robert.
Listen, any day next week except Friday, because we're giving away the car.
All right.
So come on by.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
And then we'll watch the porno. All of the midget porn and the Spanish porn.
Unbelievable.
Goodness. Hey, can I really have these? Are you just playing?
Yeah, you can take them.
Yeah, no. No, the Hot Wheels, take them.
Right, take them out of the hands of kids. Go ahead.
Yeah, needy covers.
Christmas toys.
Needy coats better.
Needy
covers. KYS and 95.
All right.
All right.
You got to hold a door. You want to kick me out?
Well, you're going to have
whatever.
Rob's holding the door.
Bye, Blackie.
Rob is holding the door. You know you have to be careful around, Robert.
Once again, a black man.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is Robert.
Here he goes.
Hi, Robert.
There you go, Robert.
You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but he does get better every time he comes on the show.
Funny.
True. He is a funny guy.
He's funny. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I love playing a game with him.
He is.
God, I hope it's a game. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show. A kind word need not cost much. With half a loaf of bread and an empty cup, I found myself two friends, Don and Mike.
Yeah. We went to Iceland.
Right.
And that's what they printed in the menu.
And I had a couple of schoolgirls across the aisle from me that were giggling at that more than any two boys could ever possibly giggle.
Well, in fact, they giggled all the way across the Atlantic Ocean.
We were drunk and talking about spousal abuse.
And then they'd look over at me, spousal abuse and Special Olympics. And they'd look across at me and I'd just be looking at them quizzically.
Listen, we're going to be in Baltimore tomorrow.
Yeah.
At this time, we'll be at Live 105 doing the show from the beautiful Towson Megaplex. Where the station is located. You want to come down tomorrow. We're doing the contest. What would you do for one of two keys we're giving away tomorrow in Baltimore with $100? It goes along with each key. The keys can start the 2004 Jeep Liberty from Farish worth $23,000 that we're giving away next Friday.
Wow.
So if you still have time to call here, of course you have the time, we'll take the call at 877-365-3636. Tell Joe, what would you do for a Jeep? And the people will all be on the show in the studio tomorrow at Live 105.
Joe still driving that thing?
Yeah, although when I went down last night, Buzz and I saw Joe's girlfriend.
Right.
And Buzz said, hey, how do you like the Jeep? Because she was driving a Jeep, but it wasn't the one, right, Buzz?
Her Jeep. She owns a Jeep, and I guess she was picking up Joe or something.
Well, is Joe still driving it?
When it has gas in it.
He won't put gas in it?
It's a Joe issue.
I don't know.
It's a
Joe.
It's a Joe issue.
It just takes too much fuel.
We've got another key that we'll give away on today's show, as a matter of fact. So stand by for action.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed on this Craig thing.
Yes.
That some weeks when it's just not strong enough, we've not gone with it. We've got some good fake ones that we've written and that we have from his book.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that he wrote today in USA Today is good enough to go with.
Oh, right. I always like to hear that.
Excellent. It's one that's about the season, and anyway, it's been a while, and we love doing it. So now, without... Hold on.
Oh, busy.
That sure does sound like the wrong music.
You didn't like that?
What happened there?
I loved
Joe
it.
Joe CD.
What happened there?
Is that the Busy Joe CD?
Oh, I see what you're doing. Ah, you're nutty.
I get jokes.
Here you go. Okay, so now, from USA Today, and you can follow along online at USA.com, real column by a real guy. And now, from USA Today,
The Final Word by Greg Wilson. Buying only what you need is like a gift to yourself. Nothing
more than feeling. And let me just say in my regular heterosexual voice before
we
I think you're going to find
trying to.
This column sounds an awful lot like the letter that my wife wrote to her mother yesterday.
Interesting.
The letter I read yesterday with Frida from 25 years ago about Christmas.
Gay people can be materialistic too.
I did what many Americans did over the weekend. I went shopping with my mother.
Trying to we can stop right there. We're done. We're all out. We'll see you next week.
Okay, No, we'll continue.
Okay.
Well, let me reset.
That's great.
Reset
though.
The music. And rolling. I did what many Americans did over the weekend. I went shopping with my mother. Actually, I went looking. My mother went shopping. Some of you may remember that back in January, I wrote about how I was going to attempt to go through the year without buying anything. Food? Yes. Plants for the garden? Yes. Gifts for other people? Sure. But another shirt or sweater for myself? No. I made the New Year's proclamation, after realizing I already had too much stuff. So much I was actually embarrassed. So I joined what's called the Simplicity Movement, cleaning out the closet in an attempt to clean out the mind.
I'm not alone in this. The day after Thanksgiving, one of the biggest shopping days of the year, has been proclaimed Buy Nothing Day by activists who want to put some perspective on America's hunger to purchase. I joined the cause months before.
Since January, hundreds of you have written, wondering how I was doing.
Had I succumbed to a cashmere scarf in March, a new bathing suit in June, a slicker come September? Did I ever fall off the wagon?
Of course. Did I throw in the towel and rush to the Ralph Lauren end of summer sale? No.
Did my checking account soar and my credit card bill plummet? Yes and yes.
I even kept a list of my indiscretions.
I confessed early on I bought 2 new pairs of jeans. I couldn't get into my old ones, which had ripped. I've since lost weight and the new jeans are now useless. I'm wearing a pair that had been stored away for a few years. The irony is not lost on me.
I also bought a pair of boat moccasins for walking the dog. Oh,
God.
Years of early morning treks to the park had taken their toll on the old pair. I looked upon the purchase as more a necessity than a luxury.
But the purchase I'm most embarrassed about is the tennis sweater I got. On vacation in England. It's white. With a purple band around the V-neck collar. It came from A.E. Clothier on King's Parade in Cambridge. And yet, it's quite natty.
But it belongs on a grass court more than it belongs in my drawer here. I'm not sure what came over me. Maybe it was vacationitis. No, it's not a word, but it should be. Because it happened again. A shirt from Hackett's in London. Maybe I thought holiday purchases were exempt. I've already given it away.
This fall, my boss asked me how I was doing. How it felt not to buy much of anything for a year. I told her it feels like an alcoholic when he must stop drinking. It's liberating. Cleansing.
And like a recovering alcoholic steering clear of bars, I find myself walking by stores. They seem like museums to me now. I look through the window and see the lovely displays. And we've run out of music again.
There you go, we got it again.
I should tell you that you're all listening to The Final Word.
Hi, Craig Wilson.
I look through the window and see the lovely displays. But I never touch. Nothing
more than feeling. My partner, Jack.
You're the winner.
That's better than mom. That's better than moccasins.
Yes,
that's better than the V-neck sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Feelings of
my partner, Jack, always asks whether I'm going to continue with what he calls my little exercise in the brain. I just might.
After all, buying just what you need, not what you think you need, isn't a bad way of life. In fact, it's quite a good way of life.
Especially when you still accept gifts.
Yay!
That thing was strong. Thank you, Greg.
Good Greg Wilson.
That was a good one. Would that they would all be that good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice job, Craig.
Actually, it's quite natty.
Yeah, let's see. We've got...
You win.
Oh, I know. It was luck. Well, no, right
I was
away.
Pretty good. You won with Jack, but I think I won with I bought a pair of boat moccasins for walking the dog. Yeah.
My mother went shopping. Then you've got a cashmere... Had I succumbed to a cashmere scarf in
right,
March?
Yeah.
Or a slicker in September? going to the Ralph Lauren store.
I look through the window and see the lovely displays, but I never touch.
purple band around the V-neck collar. Yeah.
Maybe it was vacationitis.
Came from 8-year clothier on King's Parade in Cambridge. And yes, it's quite natty.
Oh, that was a good one.
And he ripped his jeans.
Good man.
He is. All right, that's...
Keep him coming, Craig.
That is Craig. Now. All right, animals, dial now. Auto 100, I have a question about something that happened during today's show. If you've listened to the whole show, you're in.
You're in.
Don't worry about it. Call 877-365-3636. Right now, be the 100th caller. Answer the simple question about what something's happened on today's show. Win $100 and a key that can start the Jeep. And while you're dialing recklessly, I'm from a throw.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sounded like you're kind of automatically flipping into it.
Well, sometimes when the material's so good, Mike, it just takes over.
And sometimes when we're leading into this man. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I don't know, Mike.
Oh, ho.
Do you have any moccasins, Bob?
Not per se. I have some, you know, house slippers that are like moccasins.
Doesn't he have a great voice?
He has a lot of nice sweaters.
He's got a lot of nice things.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Incidentally.
He made it up.
Ever gotten up and turned on the cable TV and heard him do like the showcase at Holmes?
Have I ever gotten up? Are you kidding?
Bud?
Yes.
What's your lead story?
I'm so glad you asked. Today, TV porn goes high def.
Oh.
Yeah. Now,
there's a happy man.
Now we're listening.
Hello.
We're listening.
Hello.
Let me just check in the back room and see what number they're up to. Do we actually do call? We actually count up to? Hello? Hello, guys.
I heard him say
99.
Yeah, there you
go.
Right. They're ready.
They're ready. Let's. Jesus, what was that? What the hell?
Some people have an issue with multitasking.
Here we go. Call number 100.
100.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Who is this?
This is Roger.
Roger, you're the 100th caller, my friend.
Sweet.
Where are you calling from?
Wichita.
Right, KFH-FM, KFH-AM, running our show. Spotlight on Wichita. I've got to remind you, if you win the key, that we will have a surrogate started in the car for you next week. But just so you know, we don't send this to you. If you win it, you have to get yourself...
Come in and get you.
...to D.C. to get the Jeep.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. What
was that response?
Hold on. Sorry, I had some outside interference here. What was that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you win,
no.
Hey, please, somebody's trying to talk to me here.
If by some chance you win the car, because you live in Kansas, we can't mail it to you, so you have to pay for yourself to get to Washington to pick the car up.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. You're okay with that?
Not a problem.
Great.
Well, Very good. I'm glad we established that.
There we go. Earlier in today's show, Mike announced that he is invested in a restaurant. He's opening a restaurant. The name for now is Brady's. It will change. I have a suggestion about what it should be named. Only said it about a million times today.
What? Oh, man. Oh.
Shocker, Rob.
Wow.
Not going to be an issue, I guess.
Oh, man.
Nice talk.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, now
man.
I got
oh, man.
Please,
attention
please,
deficit.
I got pulled away
disorder.
From the radio more than once.
No, listen, everybody, just settle.
I'm sorry, he deserved it.
I know, it's a contest for people who have listened to the whole show.
The whole
right.
show.
The whole show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Another focused individual.
Hi there.
With greed on their mind.
What is your name, my friend?
Kate Smith.
Where are you from?
You said Kate Smith. Did you say Kate Smith?
No, Kenny Smith.
Oh, Kenny. Oh,
Kenny.
Kenny, okay.
Kenny, this is...
I guess Kenny sounds like Kate when it said, like, hey.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny, buddy. Mike's opening a restaurant. What do I think it should be called?
Look Around Cafe.
There, well,
way to go, Kenny.
That's a winner, Mike.
Very good.
That's a winner. And aren't you going to toss in a free entree for him?
Free entree? No. Okay. No, he's going to have a chance at the car.
My friend...
Nice.
You got $100 and you got the key. Where are you calling from?
Annapolis.
Oh, yeah. You already answered that. All right. Thank you. Hold on just a second.
Where's that?
And you have to drive and pick it up.
No problem.
If you want. Okay.
Okay.
Where is Annapolis?
Congratulations, Kate. Congratulations, Kate.
Is Annapolis near Altamore?
Mike, didn't you get the memo about treasuring our listeners?
I know. I'm sorry.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
You know, the memo that said, don't do as I do, do as I say.
I know. I'm sorry. I had a moment.
That was all very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Doing an adequate job, Don and Mike.
At Diver Buzz's news and comment now, Buzz Burnley brought to you by Duramax. Duramax sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. It's
someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax works. You get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax 1-888 try VMAX. Now listen, boys.
Yeah,
boys.
Yeah, hello.
Slight rule on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Share.
I know.
Hold it up.
It just was a correction.
Okay.
Spelling is always important.
Got to spell it right, Mike. There's only one D.
Yeah, I'm just...
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, the only thing better than getting adult channels on cable and satellite is getting those channels in the new high-definition format. Playboy Enterprises is launching the Spice HD channel tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the glee.
Wow.
It'll offer over 1,200 hours of high-def shows, including daily programs like Spice Clips and...
Boy, I can almost feel the...
the excitement?
The dripping...
Oh!
It's like a 3D... I've got high-definition TV.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You gonna be checking it out?
No, I like my regular porno.
I have felt the same way about every major pornographic innovation, including the Money Shot.
He comes around.
You won me over.
He comes around, yeah.
You won me over on the Money Shot. You had me at Money Shot.
You'll like it. You know you're going to log some time with it.
It depends on the quality of the HD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I
hope it's not like ESPN with phony HD.
And there are some people you'll see too much detail, I'm guessing.
ESPN HD is only turned on for a Saturday night college game and for a Sunday night football game.
And then they advertise they have the HD channel, and it's not.
And it's just regular.
Wow.
So compressed.
They'll also have an HD reality series called Unzipped.
Baby.
Yeah.
Love to turn into an ESPN like during the day and see Stewart's got stretched out. I guess, so his face is even wider.
But I don't know about as far as Playboy, though. Right. They have this show called Seven Lives Exposed.
Right, right.
Where they're all in this house and they're supposed to be doing it all the time in this house.
Right.
And they fake it.
Yeah, of course.
But they fake it in a real bad way.
Well, you'll never get your not watching a Playboy video channel.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Really?
Certain hours, certain shows.
Night
right?
calls has succeeded.
But Playboy also owns Spice, and this is the Spice HD channel.
Ah, very good.
Playboy. Right now, the only service to carry the channel is Boom, a new satellite service from Cablevision. Playboy says it hopes to offer soon a new video-on-demand service that would allow you to watch any of their shows at any time for an extra fee.
So tomorrow it's going to be on DirecTV?
Well, no, tomorrow it'll be on Boom.
What the hell is Voom?
Exactly.
Thank you.
But it should be on other cable systems and satellite systems.
Yeah, and look at, and there's a boy filled with great joy that I am foiled again in my pursuit of high definition television. I lost again.
It's coming.
Always lose.
What a shame I can't get it over the air.
You know, and I've got the HD.
Uh-huh.
And in my day, it's a huge D.
Yeah.
You say, hey, HD right here.
Yeah.
Who wants some HD?
Not as common in porn as it used to be.
What, HDs?
Yeah, HD.
Huge Ds?
Not really in the land of, John Holmes and all that.
Thank goodness.
Don't really look for that, Mike.
I do.
That's
boy, do I.
And then for the longest time, I thought HD stood for Hugh Downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
right.
And I supported his syndrome, incidentally, for years and years.
Yeah. It was named after him, though.
But now I have HD, and ESPN, that is beautiful. The picture is so crisp, and I'll call my wife in, and I'll say, look at that.
Like when the football game is on?
Yeah, like the other day, or maybe it was a CBS game. It was Oakland and Kansas City.
High-def football is fantastic.
And I called her in, and I said, look at this. Look at how red those uniforms are. And she said,
sure.
It looks the same as always.
Right.
And I said, no, let me go to the regular channel, and you're gonna feel like you have to rub your eyes, you're going to have to adjust your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, it's a you thing. It's just, it's you.
No, so she didn't give you any satisfaction.
It looked red. Same.
Reds are much purer in HD than they are on the televisions we're used to see.
Anyway, HD is great.
And she didn't make a big deal about it?
No.
Wow, that'll make you think of SA, huh?
You can...
Spousal.
Thank you.
I thought you had.
There you go, Mike.
You can doctor tape.
Thank you.
You can doctor tape. That may be the argument singer R. Kelly used.
S.O.
Yes.
Special Olympics.
Oh, God.
M. Doctoring tapes may be the argument.
You got me on M.
Rob does.
Metal.
Thank you, Rob.
What is it?
What is it?
Handsome metal.
Handsome metal.
Handsome metal.
There we go. We're getting goofy again.
Oh, from yesterday's show, Linda Tripp.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean like see you in Toledo.
Right.
R. Kelly may argue that the tapes being used as evidence against him have been doctored.
And hey, what's his first name, Buzz?
Robert.
That's true. Yeah. You never hear him introduced as Robert Kelly.
Robert Kelly.
He's always R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. There's a reason for that.
Like R. Mailman.
Robert Mailman.
And he's our mailman, as in, you know, our house, our world, O-U-R, but he's also R. Mailman, Robert Mailman, R. period.
But not my mailman.
Like R. period Kelly.
Right.
Right, and R. period Kelly is fighting child porn charges. The 36-year-old's been indicted in Florida and Illinois. The Smoking Gun website says that when he was arrested earlier this year in Miami, he told police his former managers might have set him up by taking pictures of people, quote, that look like me.
Yeah, right.
Man, that's cool.
There, he's talking about the still photos that include underage girls and a guy who looks like him. In Illinois, the evidence is videotape, and there, Kelly's arguing that the girl might not be underage and that the man in the video may have been morphed into his image. Morphing is the computer manipulation of a video image. Kelly says even the girl may have been morphed to look like somebody younger.
Uh-huh.
There's talk he may even call Industrial Light and Magic movie maker George Lucas as his first witness.
Hello, George. Robert Kelly here.
R. Kelly.
I understand you're going to put a girl in a movie for me. Hello there. George? Hello? Hello, George?
Hello. Dial phone.
And this Industrial Light's magic?
Come on. Yeah, I read that story. I'm glad you had that on your show today, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
I read this story. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That what he's saying is, it's not...
That all the tapes have been doctored.
It's a lookalike, and it's, as a matter of fact, if you really push him on it,
mm-hmm.
Robert Kelly says, well, I'll get George Lucas.
Well, the fact is that it should be very easy to prove whether he's right or wrong.
Yeah. Well, he also says, well, you know, that tape might be doctored, and even if it isn't, who knows how old she is.
Right. Exactly. And the morphing, to do that frame by frame, would take thousands and thousands of man hours to accomplish.
Really?
So, there's that. Far be it from us to say drug addict.
Well, I guess he's been convicted in this courtroom.
Yes, he has.
Wow, yes.
Next case.
Get him!
R. Kelly.
Far be it from...
Robert Kelly, Mike. Bobby Kelly.
Bob Kelly.
Far be it from us to say that drug addict Rush Limbaugh might have a relapse. We leave that to the National Enquirer. Why, here's the new issue now.
Oh, no.
And it's
bowels uncontrollable.
Can't seem to stop cold sweats.
Wilma Need Baby Blues.
Bring
cabbage? Where is suppository? Must hide baby blues in column.
Inquirer is quoting experts who say Rush has got to be on guard 24/7 to avoid falling off the wagon. The experts say OxyContin is worse than heroin when it comes to its addictive qualities. Quoting an addiction doctor in Boca Raton, the pull is so intensely powerful, staying off it can be a terrible struggle.
Oh!
There's the struggle now.
A terrible struggle!
The doc goes on to say, for the first month or two, he must be almost paranoid about relapsing, or it will happen.
Which is worse, talking about the struggle with OxyContin or wearing these puke-colored ties? Paranoia setting in now. Gold microphone has spittle on it.
Even after a
bowels
year.
Bowels exploding. Flutter exploding. Excellence in bowel movements. Need baby blues.
Need drugs. Even after a year, says the doc, a true addict is by no means out of the woods. Rush was addicted for years and bought over 30,000 pills over the last 2 years. Even he admits he'd tried detox twice before and failed both times.
All right, here he is trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop. All right, I can't.
I'm starting again.
Bye-bye.
Quoting the doctor again, the biggest enemy is the feeling that everything is under control.
Oh, dear, nothing control, nothing in control. Nothing in control. Bowels, bladder, incontinence, explosion, snot running down my nose. All aqua lung. I am Iron Man, sings Ozzy. Cabbage, hot. I'm hot for teacher.
Well, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. Michael Jackson is reportedly worried that...
Just beat it. Billie Jean, not my lover.
Jacko worried that police bugged his
number. The chair is not my son. Wanna be starting something.
I know it's The Kid Is Not My Son.
Right.
But it always sounded like The Chair Is Not My Son.
Agreed. Well, Jacko's reportedly worried the police bugged his Neverland ranch during the raid last month.
Golden microphone turning into snake.
Quoting one source, Michael's ordered a sweep of the entire place. They're even running the teddy bears through sensors to see...
Make sure. Take them all off the mantle and run them through this special anti-bugging machine, Rush.
Colon getting chalky. Michael must say bye to my colon.
Bye.
Jackson has a little reason to be suspicious. Conversations with his lawyer were secretly videotaped on that private jet, but those cameras were placed by the jet company, not by police. The source says, however, that Michael won't even talk to his lawyers on the phone.
Here's the source, right?
George Michael!
There it is. Fearing the lines might be tapped. The source says Jacko's staying in Vegas until the security sweep at Neverland is finished.
Got to break right here, Buzz. What's next? More exploding bowels and the bladders?
No, more on Michael with talk of him giving away his kids.
Did you just call Michael Jackson a moron?
That's for you to judge.
You said more on Michael.
Haven't I suffered enough? I've suffered enough.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Master haters, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right, hey, listen, be more. Tomorrow, Charm City, Baltimore, USA.
Yeah.
We're going to be up there. We're going to be at Live 105 tomorrow. We're giving away the keys, two keys that could start the Jeep that we're giving away next Friday. Only 18 keys. You've heard this, blah, blah, DJ speak. But really, you got to show up now. You got to represent for Baltimore tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
With the contest, What Would Ye Do?
Really?
Yeah. And this would be, not that I'm counting, but this would be, I think, 13 years until the in between live appearances in Baltimore.
And now I will say it.
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
The last time we were in Baltimore was for some opening at Camden Yards when we had people throwing drinks. Remember we did the
show? Yeah, we did the show on opening day.
From a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they threw drinks on us.
Yeah. Well, they were drunk.
We were somehow representing the Redskins.
Somehow. We were there. Well, now we won't have that problem this time going up there.
I hope not.
Clearly. Really? 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 Details coming up.
Mm-hmm.
On KISS. On KISS.
We're imitating Rick Dees.
I know.
Really?
Really?
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Michael Jackson may also be considering a preemptive strike. He may be planning to give his three children over to his own mother.
All right, now here's how Michael Jackson plans a preemptive strike. Finds a target.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind. This is too gross. Preemptive strike would be
something to do with DNA?
Well, no, some youngster, perhaps, right. You know, spreading their cheeks.
Yes, that's the preemptive strike.
Well, yeah. Never mind.
What were you doing?
He may give.
Well, I was thinking, you know, they're giving Michael Jackson a target.
Right, right. Oh, and the target being the eye.
Yeah. Right. Or the itchy eye.
Gotcha.
His preemptive strike would be giving his own children over to his own mother so that authorities can't take them completely away from him. This from the Star tabloid, which says a second boy has now claimed he was molested by Michael.
Yeah.
Like the 12-year-old cancer patient, this boy is reportedly cooperating with police after having told his therapist. A Beverly Hills psychiatrist says she thinks Jackson's kid should have been taken away years ago, quoting her. I think they're in danger of being abused if they haven't been already.
Oh, boy.
Jackson could face more than 10 years in prison. A law enforcement source tells the paper that the raid turned up much of what the deputies were looking for.
Now, they don't have an airtight case. Here's one of the kids.
Okay. Airtight.
He's grown up now. What happened with you and Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Pat Summerall.
The mind.
All grown up.
Blocks that out.
Yeah.
Because they are followers and not leaders, the folks who inherited Elvis Presley's fortune have decided to copy the Broadway musical Mamma Mia. That show featured the music of ABBA. The Graceland folks plan to do it with Elvis songs. Their musical is called All Shook Up, and it's due to hit Broadway in 2005.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Elvis Presley.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Please forgive us. No.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much.
Hey.
The show's not about Elvis, and nobody plays Elvis, but the Dead King's music is all over the show, including Heartbreak Hotel, Love Me Tender, and Burning Love. The show's expected to be a hit, backed not only by Graceland, but also by Miramax Films and Clear Channel Entertainment.
I have to tell you that Elvis is a fantastic icebreaker.
Whether you love him or didn't.
Here's the thing, and I'm thinking about this, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to just consciously go back to this Ravens thing.
Right.
But I do want to mention that when I was with a bunch of people much older than I was,
mm-hmm.
when I was at the Ravens game last week, and I was up in the Modell's suites with all of these older guys, one of the icebreakers that I used as I sat down, because I'm like 45, these guys are all 70 to knocking on heaven's door.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So we're sitting down and they're discussing radio, and they said, do you play records? I said, no, we don't play records. We do a talk show. But do you do anything about music? I said, well, we do Elvis. I said, hey, here's a question. Mm-hmm. At the time of his death, how much did Elvis's colon weigh? And these guys think it's a joke. And I say, this is not a joke, really.
Right.
I'll bet you right now, however much money you got in your pocket, you can't, and they say, well, no, come on, are you running a con?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally he said, no, 40 pounds. It was impacted and chalky.
Yes. And everybody laughed.
And then it took one beat, two beat. The guy looks at me and he goes, yeah. Here's a preview of the Elvis musical on Broadway. I think you're going to like this.
Yeah.
Won't throw a pot in the car door yet. The policemen were going too well. Men do the young people were going to swing.
You just can't get good lead actors on Broadway.
He's good. Let's hear one more. From Elert Pilarm.
Let's see, the Swedish Elvis?
Yeah.
Well, it's 1:40 morning, 2:40 3:40 pardon you.
Oh,
lack of rhythm.
The Swedish Elvis impersonator.
Genius.
Swede's not known for their rhythm, I guess.
You go to Sweden, he's it. It's Abe and it's him.
Heads will roll at New Line Cinema after Monday's screening of the new Lord of the Rings movie. The Christmas movie was shown for movie critics here in Washington at the Lowe's in Georgetown. Unfortunately, the over three-hour movie took an extra hour and a half to watch while the projectionist re-threaded the movie
Get
twice.
To know Charlie.
I don't know what's wrong.
Get to know Charlie.
Hi, B.A.
Get to know Charlie.
I can't fix it.
Charlie had to stop the film once because a battle scene played upside down on the screen.
What's wrong?
Get to know Charlie.
It's like a spaceship.
Quoting one critic, at first I thought, wow, that's a cool camera angle from the perspective of someone felled in battle.
Yes.
The projectionist had to spend 45 minutes turning the reels around.
La, 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 la.
And here's, but we have tape of that.
Now, Charlie, how does it go? I remember Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
So now here's.
All right, there they are discovered. Now here's.
And it broke again.
Turning it around there.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
And then they started the movie again. That's what Joe and Charlie think. Because after spending 45 minutes turning the movie around, the projectionist only had to do it again when the image later again turned upside down.
Get to know Charlie.
Man, I hate my job.
Quoting a Baltimore critic, it was the worst way to see a movie.
Oh, no.
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
Me? Wow. Wow.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
I'm an idiot.
But we love you, Charlie.
I'm an idiot.
A tiger has turned his wrath on an African...
Well, spank my ass and call me Charlie. Isn't this exciting?
I'm sorry, I'm an idiot.
Don't be. We love you anyway, Charlie.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you.
A tiger has turned his wrath on an African game reserve, but... This tiger's name is Woods. The golfer is upset with the head of a South African game reserve for telling reporters this week that he and his Swedish model girlfriend are engaged. Quoting the T-man, it was such a great moment, and he cheapened the experience because he was so self-serving. Woods says the only positive from the trip is, quote, Ellen didn't say no. So yeah. He's got that going for him.
Well, she is a POA.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to see her naked? Watch the Paris Hilton video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she looks very similar to Paris Hilton.
Absolutely. Maybe just a little better.
Yeah.
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 A little.
Yeah. This year's People's Choice finalists have been announced.
Oh, come on. Please. Please. I got my fingers crossed. Now, please.
Don, don't you do this every year.
Please. Please. Come on. Favorite overall entertainer, Don and Mike Show. Please, Buzz.
Are we there?
I hate breaking hearts.
Please.
Kelsey Grammer's up against Ray Romano.
Bastards!
Up against Ray Romano and Martin.
Talentless pricks!
Martin Sheen for favorite TV male performer.
Martin Sheen!
Oh, man, he really hit his microphone there. That's M.A. That's microphone abuse.
Right. Here's the thing, Buzz.
Yeah.
You know, every year, people, 50 most beautiful people, right. How'd you like to be 51?
Every year.
Most powerful people in Hollywood. Here's the top 100. 101. Done. 101.
It's just another list.
Someone's in the background. He's trying to kill me.
It's just another list that we didn't make.
I know.
I'm afraid to continue.
That's all right.
Among the women, it's Aniston versus Oprah versus Deborah Messing for favorite female TV performer.
Ellen Grace Lady.
Yeah, I know.
Yuck.
Favorite new TV.
We're better than her.
We are. Favorite new TV shows include the dramas Cold Case, Joan of Arcadia, and The O.C.
No.
Along with the comedies, Hope and Faith,
not now.
2 and a Half Men.
How bad I'm breaking this. See, I got a microphone that's on a swinging arm. We all do.
Yeah.
And I'm really pushing it to the limit today. I hope. Who sits on this side, Ron or Fez?
I think it's Fez.
I hope I have an F up this microphone for Fez.
I think Fez sits over there, and Ron sits over here.
There you go. Overall favorite series include the comedies Raymond, Friends, and Will and Grace, and the dramas CSI, ER, and SVU. You have to have initials.
You going to do it again?
No.
You were pretending you were going to do it.
In the talk show race,
yeah,
it's Leno, Letterman, and Oprah.
break that.
I'm not breaking it.
I was.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that.
What, the plexiglass?
Yeah, this is custom built. This is expensive.
Please. John, at Home Depot, you get a piece of plexiglass for this.
Finally.
How long have we had this dumb piece of plexiglass for my notes? A long time. And now look at the microphone. Now the microphone just keeps drooping.
Don't you remember when you got the new board? They didn't have a copy stand for you.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's
custom made.
Another thing that pissed me off.
It's custom made. Boarded.
You know, the whole People's Choice thing would have been a complete
mistake. Charlie Braille's coming into the studio.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm just having fun.
I know. I'm just checking.
What are you eating?
Clementine.
Come on, I haven't said anything that can be deleted out. So
I know that.
You're like Valencia
oranges. I just
wanted
to see if anything broke.
Nothing's broken. Everything's great. We didn't get the People's Choice Award.
Hope you're happy.
Would have been a pleat in your cape.
Finally, the local CBS TV station in Providence, Rhode Island, ruined Christmas for some kids this week. During their telecast of the perennial claymation favorite, Frosty the Snowman, they ran one of those pop-up ads at the bottom of the picture.
Yeah.
With Frosty and friends on the screen, the words at the bottom screamed, "Bizarre murder suicide, news at 11. The station now admits the ad was, quote, poorly placed.
Oh, dear.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Whatever it is, stupid does, sir.
Right. Oh, not you, Buzz.
I'm an idiot.
TV station. Charlie.
No. There it is. Yeah, we got to go.
You got to run.
That's it. See you in Baltimore tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Live 105. Show up early. Be there at 3 o'clock for the What Would You Do contest. We'll see you there. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. All right, you ready?
It's not really abuse.
Not funny.
DM.
Beers. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.